Puck scrum for three Phantoms there. Poganski has it. He shoots and scores! Austin Poganski finds the puck and puts it home! Now the Storm get a turnover, though, at the top of the zone. Berger is holding, trying to find Hutchison. Shot, score! Nick Hutchison, first of the season! Now another shot for McMurphy, and he scores! Ryan McMurphy, his second goal of the game, a shorthanded goal! And the Storm take a 5-1 lead. Now here comes Wilkie on a breakaway. Wilkie to the center. He shoots and scores. Chris Wilkie, a breakaway goal. Ties it at one for the Storm. Taken away by Youngstown breakaway. J.J. Pickenich all alone. He shoots. Save Johansson. Hurry back to Berger with a shot. And he scores. Chase Berger, second goal of the weekend. Leaves it for Lebowski. Here's a 2-on-2 with Wilkie. Lebowski into the zone. Wilkie trying to get it back to Lebowski. Here's a chance. He scores! Dan Lebowski's first of the season! The Storm have a 5-4 lead. What a rush from Wilkie to Lebowski.
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome inside the Tyson Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers doing battle tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM KLIQ. Jared Sheffrin with you here for all the action on your Storm Radio Network as Tri-City looks to shake off last night's loss. To the Waterloo Blackhawks, and here tonight it'll be a battle with the Sioux City Musketeers, and most importantly, Storm will be facing former center Joel Esperance, who had such a great first part of the season with Tri-City. 21 goals for Esperance before the trade. Hasn't scored one yet here in four games with Sioux City, but he's hoping to break out tonight. Again, Tri-City last night, a 6-1 loss to Waterloo. Hayden Levine in net saw a ton of action in front of him, made 37 saves on 43 shots. Waterloo showing why they're the number one team in the Western Conference here, and they've won 16 games in a row. It's a USHL modern Tier 1 era record for the Blackhawks. Two goals for Liam Pecoraro, two goals for Drew Melanson, and a great performance from Cameron Johnson in between the pipes as the Blackhawks with a 6-1 win last night. Here tonight, Tri-City trying to right the ship, trying to face here the Sioux City Musketeer team that they have not beaten yet this year. The Storm 0-2-1. The closest they got was a shootout loss to the Musketeers back at the Vieira Event Center in October. These two teams have not seen each other in quite some time, and so the rosters look a little bit different after the trade deadline. Couple pickups for the Musketeers, a lot of pickups for Tri-City, and Musketeers might be looking at a completely different roster. I'd say there's about six or seven players in the Storm lineup that Musketeers have never seen. For Tri-City, a lot of similar things. The big addition at the deadline for Sioux City was Garrett Cockrell, the Storm know well. Scored two goals against them on Friday night last week with Des Moines. He gets traded over to Sioux City. And so we should see a good matchup here tonight. Cockrell renewing that rivalry with Tri-City here at the Tyson Event Center. Storm and Musketeers. Coming up next, we're in the Vieira Wireless pregame show. And we will take a quick break and come right back with a Coach's Corner coming at you here in a couple minutes on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweiser's, had yourself the night of your life. Yeah? Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round two, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is carpe diem, boys. And while you're out there, carpe diem too. Great time to wait. Get some buds.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit five toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza,
Papa John's.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back inside the Miero Wireless pregame show. Miero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Miero Event Center. Get more with Miero Wireless today. Visit us at Miero.com. It's time for the Behind Enemy Lines segment presented by Best Western Plus. Tonight we'll look at Sioux City Musketeers forward Jake Montgomery playing on the top line with Joel Esperance and Jared Thomas tonight. Montgomery wears number 8. Been one of the top forwards for Sioux City the last couple seasons. He's committed to Nebraska Omaha, and he has 14 goals and 13 assists for 27 points this season in 36 games. He's a plus 9. He can do really a lot of different things, but the most important stat right now for Jake Montgomery, 5 game-winning goals, a really good shooting percentage. He scored on 18% of his shots, and really just a great season so far. Jake Montgomery, who's complimented Jared Thomas, while Terry Hopinen, Joe Snively, Brandon Hawkins, a lot of offensive production from this Musketeer team, but Jake Montgomery's done a great job, very dynamic forward at the top, and we're going to be looking out for him tonight, presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Aero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. And we're going to get right to the coach's corner here with Jim Holton. Talk to him before tonight's game. Let's find out how the Storm can right the ship here tonight after a loss to Waterloo yesterday in the coach's corner.
Jared Schaffrin alongside Jim Holton for the Coach's Corner, Tri-City Storm in Sioux City to take on the Musketeers. And, Coach, another first building for you, first time in a building for you, first time you're seeing the Musketeers this season. What have you heard and what have you seen when watching them play?
Well, this is a team that is kind of feeling their way along. I think they're maybe a better team than their record is. They're a team that was out of it last year and rebuilt and kind of a model that a lot of teams have talked about, how quickly they've done on the rebuild. And they look like they're starting to get their stride, made some more changes here at the deadline, added a little bit of depth on the back end, and then obviously the big trade with us, with Joel. And they haven't scored as much as I maybe thought they do, but they play with a lot of structure and play a pretty good defensive game.
You talk about Joel, and he hasn't scored yet since we've made the trade, but I've heard he's actually been pretty close. I think their broadcaster told me he's hit about 6 posts already, so I'm sure he's going to be raring to go here trying to get his first one for his new team against us.
Yeah, he'll be fired up, but hopefully he breaks out next game. Hopefully he can get a hat trick next game, hold off this game. But now, you know what, anytime you play your old team, and a guy like Joel, who's a heck of a competitor and a great kid, you know he's going to have a great game tonight.
Not many changes to the lineup. Good to see that Austin Poganski is back in and no suspension as a result of the major hit. But trying to just, I'm sure, go with some consistency here in the lines?
Yeah, we're trying to. I mean, we practiced all week, and we've had so many changes here in the last, really, month, I guess, with our lineup, that we're trying to get some chemistry going. We worked all week on some lines, and that went out the window in a hurry last night when Austin got kicked out, and fortunately the league looked at it and realized that it wasn't a head hit, so to the credit of our review process, they overturned it, and he's back in. The only lineup change is that Joey D. Benedetto is back in tonight, and Freddie Larson's held out on a precautionary note because of the head hit last night. He seemed fine last night, but woke up today with a bit of a headache, so he had a severe concussion a couple years ago at the Philadelphia Flyer training camp, so we're going to err on the side of caution with him. So we were fortunate enough. We got all of 6 periods in with 5 defensemen, or with 6 defensemen rather, but now we're back to 5, but it's a familiar situation for us.
Your philosophy when it comes to lines as far as keeping things the same, changing things up, at what point do you think things need to be changed, and how long do you give a chance for guys to gel before you make changes?
Well, I'm generally not a patient guy. I like to keep... It depends. In a game like last night, when you're down and out halfway through the game, that's when I like to experiment. I just start throwing some different combinations. Number one, what you have going isn't working, so you just want to throw some things up. And then at a necessity, when a guy like Poganski gets kicked out, or if you get a major penalty like that, sometimes you play around and you see some things you like. But normally I like to give it 4 or 5 games. And more importantly, it's the practice where the chemistry really gets developed. And you have to give it a couple weeks to develop. So we've only had a week of practice with the current combination, so I wanted to leave them together tonight.
Last night obviously didn't go your way. A lot of shots against last night. Hayden Levine saw a ton of action. What are some changes that you'll have to make to try to limit that workload for Jacob Johansson tonight?
Well, we have to get in on our forecheck. Our identity in this team, one of our calling cards, has been our ability to forecheck. And when we're rolling and things are going well, were aggressive on the forecheck, were pinning teams in their end, and we couldn't do it last night. Waterloo broke out far too easy, and with a speed team, if they can break out easy, then you're chasing, and that happened all night last night. So the number one key for tonight's game for me is to establish that forecheck.
And how much offense does that forecheck lead to for you guys? Because you had a period where you were very strong offensively and you won a whole bunch of games. In the last couple games, that's changed. You guys have struggled to generate that offense. Obviously, maybe the trades come into play when you're losing some of your skilled players. But as far as forecheck leading to the offense, is that kind of what you're thinking here?
Yeah, what happens is twofold. Number one, you've disrupted the chemistry with all the changes, and you've changed a lot of faces. So those faces take time to adapt to the identity that this group had worked so hard to establish. And that's what we went over in our meeting tonight is, here's kind of our key factors in our identity. And number one is the tenacity on that forecheck. So we have to get back. We worked a lot this week in practice on it. And it's a thing that takes time. And we didn't do it at all last night. We have to be good. And I think whenever we can establish a forecheck in the first 10 minutes of a game, we look very good. I look back to that back-to-back sweep in Sioux Falls. The key to me was how well we forechecked. And we know a team like here in Sioux City, if they can get rolling on offense, they can be in trouble. So we need to hem them in. It leads to more zone time. It leads to more shots, which is another one of our mantras. So if we're doing those two things, normally we're successful.
Jim Holton joining us here in the Coach's Corner. Tri-City Storm against the Sioux City Musketeers. Coming up next here on The Breeze. Coach, we thank you for your time. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Jared.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers getting ready to go here tonight at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Jared Shaffrin with you here. And let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Tri-City Storm coming into tonight's game with a record of 17-22-2 overall on the road. They are 7-13 going up against Sioux City tonight, who they trail in the standings by 14 points, looking to close that gap to 12 with a win here tonight. The Storm will start their top line of number 44, Chris Wilkie on the left wing. 5'11", 185 pounds out of Omaha, Nebraska. Wilkie with 13 goals and 11 assists in 38 games. He's committed to the University of North Dakota. At the center, number 20, Connor Valisano. 5'10", 160 pounds out of Duluth, Minnesota. In 42 games, he has 8 goals and 13 assists. On the right wing, number 11, Austin Poganski. 6'1", 195 pounds out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. 36 games for Poganski this season, 11 goals and 5 assists. He is committed as well to the University of North Dakota. On the left defense, it's number 8, Jalen Schultz. 6'1", 170 pounds out of Cambridge, Minnesota. 38 games for Schultz, a goal and 5 assists. And on the right side, it's number 5, Grant Hutton. Played in his first game for the Storm last night. 6'3", 195 pounds out of Carmel, Indiana. He's on the right side with his buddy Jalen Schultz. Played together back in Corpus Christi in the North American League last season. In net for Tri-City is number 30, Jacob Johansson. 6'2", 185 pounds out of Stockholm, Sweden. Johansson has played in 31 games this season. He has a goals against average of 2.78 and a save percentage of 91.7%. The Storm scratches are Nolan Abel, Sean Lang, Daniel Fritz, Cutler Martin, and Frederick Larson all out due to injury. Now, coaching staff for the Tri-City Storm, head coach Jim Holton, assistant coach is J.B. Bittner, along with Eric Blaze. Now the starting lineup for the home team, the Sioux City Musketeers. Musketeers coming off of a 5-2 win over the Des Moines Buccaneers last night at Buccaneer Arena. Back at home tonight to face the Storm. Musketeers are tied in third place in the USHL Western Conference standings, and they'll start their third line tonight on the left wing, number 14, Cedric Lacroix. 6'1", 178 pounds, out of Shepherd, Quebec. Lacroix suspended last night. He's back into the lineup. Had six fights and an automatic one-game suspension there for Lacroix, but back in the lineup tonight for Sioux City. At the center, number 19, Adam Johnson. Johnson is 6', 150 pounds, out of Hibbing, Minnesota. Johnson's been one of the big scorers for Musketeers, played in 39 games, 9 goals and 24 assists. On the right side, right wing, number 11, Nick Olson, 5'11", 193 pounds, out of Escondido, California. Olson this season has 3 goals and 4 assists. On defense, number 24, Tyler Mueller. Mueller, 6', 182 pounds, out of Regina, Saskatchewan. He is committed to the University of Massachusetts at Lowell. And this season, he's played in 39 games with 3 goals and 15 assists. On the right defense, number 5, Neil Pionk, 5'11", 170 pounds, out of Hermantown, Minnesota, committed to Minnesota Duluth. Pionk this season with 12 assists in 33 games. And in between the pipes, number 27, Kyle Hayton, 5'11", 139 pounds, out of Denver, Colorado. Hayton committed to St. Lawrence in this season. He's 18-9-2 with a goals against average of 2.5 and save percentage of 92% in 29 games. We are just about ready to go here in the Tyson Event Center. Puck drop a little bit earlier than some of the other arenas. It'll be a 7:03 puck drop. So we'll have a national anthem break here, and we'll come back for the start of the game. And your New West Sports Medicine, Three Keys to Victory, Storm and Musketeers are next on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze 94.5.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
We're ready to go here between the Tri-City Storm and the Sioux City Musketeers. Before we get to the puck drop, let's get to that New West. Keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West for the athlete in all of us. Three keys for the Storm tonight. Number one, got to start and end periods well. Storm been struggling at the beginning of the periods. Last night they let up goals in the first minute, both the second and the third period. Need to do a better job starting and ending tonight. Need some tight defense here against this Sioux City team, who's very active offensively. Tri-City going to have to D up on some of the high-scoring forwards of the Musketeers. And finally, let's shut down Joel Esperance. Esperance has been a huge factor for the Storm all season. However, has had a slower start with Sioux City, and he's going to be looking to break out against his former team. Got to shut down Big Joel tonight here for Tri-City and get a win for the Storm. The puck is down, and Sioux City has won the opening faceoff. They have the puck going from left to right on your radio dial. Tri-City will go from right to left. Musketeers trying to get it in the Storm end. It was taken away and sent out by Poganski. Musketeers recover in their own end, and they have it on the near side. Banked in a neutral ice. Jalen Schultz has it for Tri-City. Send it back, and Nick Olson will dump in deep. Jacob Johansson out of his net to play it. He wraps it around the near side wall, and Wilkie leaves it for Valisano, who's got neutral ice, and he sends it in deep. Kyle Hayton knocks that down for the Musketeers. Plays it on the near side for Neil Pionk. Nice job by Valisano to take it away in the near side corner. Valisano on the far side now, trying to keep it in deep. Pionk was there, got it back behind the Musketeer net, and Sioux City has control of things here with Tyler Mueller moving forward. Mueller in a neutral ice, banked it near side for Nick Olson, who gets it in deep. Musketeers able to change. Played on the near side by Kevin Kerr, finds Lebowski in neutral ice, and he takes a big hit. Looked like a little bit of a high hit there. Lebowski gets right back up, bouncing puck on the goal line there. Chance in front for Milan, but he couldn't get a shot on that. Now it's Jake Montgomery for Sioux City. Sioux City with the puck and Jared Thomas to the center. Knocked in front, and it goes wide of the net. Gomez tried to get it out, but he couldn't. Kept in by Heinrich. At the point, he shoots, and it's deflected up and out of play. First stoppage of the game, 18:39 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City and the Sioux City Musketeers. Scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5. Sioux City, a different jersey here than I've seen for the Musketeers. It's a primarily black-colored jersey, gold numbering, white lettering on the back, green helmets, very dark, foresty green helmet, and green pants as well for the Musketeers. Storm are in their home whites with black helmets, purple lettering and numbering on the back. Storm wearing no purple shell over the black tonight. They just have the black pants here against Sioux City tonight. Nice job by Curry to force out the puck from the Storm end. Big hit on the near side. And Eastman got hit that time by Heinrich. Puck goes into the Sioux City end. Musketeers have it. It's Joel Esperance on the far side. Got it forward. Kept in by Curry. Nice job. And Berger tried to dish it back to Curry. Goes all the way deep into the far side corner. Nice pass for Eastman, and a shot went through the crease. Now on the near side, it's kept in by Tri-City. Nice job at the point there by Donovan Gardner. Chance in front here, the Musketeer end, and it's knocked away by Sioux City. And now it's out to neutralize. Jalen Schultz with it for the Storm. Schultz on the near side for Berger. Berger past the red line, sends in deep. Hutchison going to try to chase there against Garrett Cockrell. Cockrell's playing in his first game here with Sioux City. Traded this week, but didn't play last night in Des Moines against his former team. Hutchison threw it in front, and a chance here, a Hayton out of the net. Hutchison shoots, and it's saved by Hayton. Hutchison on the goal line with an opportunity. Puck was bouncing in front, and Kyle Hayton stopped it. Love to see a replay here if we can on that save from Kyle Hayton. Fantastic save for the Sioux City netminder. Best chance of the night for either side. 2.5 minutes in, and we will get a replay here on the goal line. A sprawling save by Hayton. Kept it out. Fantastic save on Nick Hutchison. Storm with the faceoff has possession. Up top, Torridello on the near side point. Sent it back in deep. McMurphy let it go. Hutchison got taken down in front. Mayer up to get it on the far side. Puck's bounced out. Here's Hutchison again. Got poked off his stick. And now Volteri Hopinen got it forward. And it's played in by Hawkins, taken away by Dello. And it's kept in by Sioux City. The big hit by Mayer. And it brings the puck for Tri-City as McMurphy has it forward. McMurphy into the zone. Try to center for Mayer, taken off by Hopinen. And now it's Neil Pionk who banks it off the glass and out of the zone. Chris Wilkie takes it for Tri-City, neutral ice. Got it to Jalen Schultz, who sends in. Hayton makes the save on the dump-in play. Pionk tried to chop it with his stick up the near side wall, and now it's poked out of the zone. Schultz got it forward with the glove back in. Storm would have been offside. They had a tag up, but now Joe Snively takes it back for Pionk. Pionk to Snively, neutral ice, and Snively into the zone. Got knocked off the puck. Here's Jalen Schultz in the Storm. Have a chance with a rush. Here's Chris Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone. He shoots, and a save made by Hayton with the glove, and he hangs on. Wilkie with a long-distance shot on the rush, but Hayton makes the save. Really got out in front of the crease. Cut down any angle Wilkie had coming into the zone. Made the save with a glove. 16-26 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Sioux City are scoreless here on the Breeze. Cody Milan will take the faceoff for Tri-City against Adam Johnson of Sioux City. Johnson gets tossed out of the circle. And now we'll see Cedric Lacroix come in and take. Faceoff won by Sioux City. It's Amoroso who has it on the far side. In a neutral ice. Nice pass to the center. And Olsen had a chance for a break. Knocked away by Gardner. And now Tri-City has it. Dello over to Gardner. On the near side, trying to find Lebowski. He was knocked away by the Musketeers. Now it's sent forward, though. Milan took a shove from Nick Olsen. And now out of the zone it goes. Loose puck picked up by Johnson for Sioux City. He fires it back in. Johansson out of the net with his stick to stop it. And Gardner has it. Got it forward. Banked off Milan's skate. Now to the top of the zone. It's kept in by Mueller. He took a shove from Gomez. On the near side, it's moved by Sioux City. Dello got taken down on the near side. Fans applauding for that. But Lebowski got it back out to neutral ice. Sioux City with it. Tyler Amoroso shoots in on Johansson. He makes the save. Johansson just hangs on, and he wants a faceoff in his own zone. Stoppage of play. 15:41 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Sioux City scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5. Huge game for the Storm tonight in the standings. Tri-City would love to get a win here, move 2 points closer to the third and fourth place spots here for Sioux City and Sioux Falls. Storm won 5 games in a row, but they lost last night, so they had that streak going, but lost last night, trying to get back on track here tonight in Sioux City. It's the second of 6 consecutive road games for the Storm. Faceoff won by Tri-City, and it's played on the near side by Eastman. Eastman flipped it forward. It's Pat Curry who's got it. Curry past the red line, into the zone. Lost possession, though. It's sent up the wall and out by Sioux City. Nice hit by Eastman, but here's a 2-on-2 for the Musketeers. Schmidt to the center. Nice lead for the trailer. Cockrell fires and missed the net wide right. And nice look by Cockrell there. Johansson was a little bit on his back feet, and it went by him. Now the Storm get to the puck and regain possession. Pat Curry sent it to neutralize, took a hit, tried to find Eastman to neutralize, but it went behind him. And it's taken back by Blake Heinrich for Sioux City. Eastman trying to force a turnover, and he does. Play up top, and a shot deflection wide. Shot came from Mayer. Now McMurphy overskated it, trying to leave it for Mayer there, but it's taken away by the Musketeers, and Schmidt has it forward. It deflects off of Thomas's stick. Got it back to Mayer in center neutral ice. Got it. Trying to find a center pass for DeBenedetto. Just stepped on the ice. He takes a hit. Gets it down low to McMurphy. McMurphy tries to fire it back over for DeBenedetto on the near side. DeBenedetto cycles back to Mayer, who comes in and takes it. Mayer throws it to the center. Is knocked away by Sioux City. And now on the near side, the Montgomery gets it out to neutral ice. Jalen Schultz got it forward. Thomas lost his stick. And we get a stoppage of penalty whistled to Jalen Schultz. 2 minutes for slashing. Schultz, I think, was just trying to chip the puck out, but he got Thomas's stick. Thomas drops the stick, and that's when you usually see when the chopping motion from Schultz, Thomas dropped his stick, and it's going to be a power play for the Sioux City Musketeers. Storm headed the GNC penalty kill for the first time tonight. 14:22 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. We're scoreless on the Breeze. Face off to the left of Johansson is scrum four and won by Sioux City. Jared Thomas, leading scorer with the puck. Thomas down low, but it went through Snively, and Kevin Kerr is able to play it on the far side. Poganski sweeps it out of the zone. Not all the way down, though, is taken by Brandon Hawkins. And Hawkins, he's chased all the way down by Valisano. Great work by Valisano, playing forecheck on the penalty kill as he forced Hawkins all the way down deep into his own end. Musketeers moving forward once more into the zone, offside. Thomas tried to go to L'Esperance. And they were offside, so we get the whistle at 13:52 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. 30 seconds gone by and a 2-minute slashing penalty to Jalen Schultz. Storm of the GNC penalty kill. Chase Berger on the faceoff for Tri-City against Adam Johnson. In neutral ice just outside of the Storm end. Berger, Gomez, Lebowski, and Donovan Gardner. Penalty kill is here for the Storm. Gomez back on defense a little bit here as the Storm came in with 5 defensemen after Frederick Larson sustained an injury at the end of last night's game. Sioux City tries to dump in. It's knocked out of the zone by Lebowski. Nice little play with the skate to get it out. Now good forecheck by Berger forces Pionk to retreat. Pionk moves forward and hoping it. Sends it in near sidewall. Lebowski trying to chip it out. Can't do it. Kept in. And now a loose puck to Gardner. He tried to knock it out. Kept in again by Mueller. Montgomery down low. A shot from Hopin and save Johansson. Rebound loose. Poked into the corner. The near side corner. Up the wall and out of the zone. And Lebowski knocked down Mueller. Couple pushes and shoves exchanged by those two players. Neil Pionk now past the red line. Sent in by Sioux City. Pionk at the left point. Held it in on the line. Shot and a save made by Johansson. May have been a deflection in front. Jake Montgomery was in good position for Sioux City. Montgomery, our feature in the Best Western Plus behind enemy lines before tonight's game in the Viera Wireless pregame show. 13 minutes to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Scoreless game in this one between Tri-City and Sioux City. 37 seconds remain in the Jalen Schultz slashing penalty. Face off to the right of Johansson. Storm trying to finish up this GNC penalty kill. Eastman will come in and take the faceoff. Sioux City wins it. A big slap shot save. Johansson, huge rebound picked up by McMurphy, and he clears all the way down. Nice job by Ryan McMurphy there. Johnny on the spot on that rebound. Hawkins in deep now leaves it for Heinrich, who will move forward. Heinrich on the far side. Snively. Snively sent it in softly deep into the Storm end. Thomas got it, but turned it over to McMurphy. McMurphy will race it up and send it on the far side. Eastman, who will shoot it into the Sioux City end. Hayton gloves it down, and he'll have to cover up for a faceoff. Nice job by Eastman forcing the faceoff. Just 4 seconds now remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Jalen Schultz on his feet in the penalty box getting ready to come out. 12:26 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Still scoreless here in Sioux City. Storm with an offensive zone faceoff here, and Jalen Schultz is going to join the play as it's Wilkie, Valisano, Pogansky, and Gardner. So Schultz is going to come right in and join the play. Tri-City with three forwards on. Faceoff is won by the Musketeers and sent to the top of the zone and out to neutralize. Schultz gets out of the box and rejoins the play. Sent in deep by the Musketeers. And a big hit there on Gardner on the back end. Puck squirts out to Wilkie. He backhanded up the near side wall, kept in by Olsen. He shot it wide. Rebound on the far side is played by Pogansky. Pogansky to the top of the zone. Kept in by the Musketeers, though. Wilkie trying to force it back over to Pogansky on the far side. Pogansky took a hit. Trying to get it forward. It's kept in again by Sioux City. Puck's loose in the left circle. A quick shot. Blocked in front. Here's Valisano for Tri-City. Evades one player, neutralized. Try to find Wilkie. He gets him. Wilkie left it for Valisano. And now on the near side half wall, Valisano got it back to Kevin Kerr. Swung it in deep for Gomez. And misread it. We'll have a fight here. It's going to be Chris Wilkie on the fight for the Storm, and it's a quick one. And a couple punches after the two went down. Wilkie and Jared Rosberg on the fight. And you know what happened there is Wilkie gave Rosberg a bit of a shove as the Musketeers moved into the Storm end. And Rosberg did not like that at all. Challenged Wilkie. Wilkie was not afraid about it. Couple players exchanged punches. Wilkie got a couple good shots in there. This is his first fight of the season. It's funny, I was on the bus coming to the game, and Wilkie was sitting behind me. We were talking about who has fought who. And Wilkie, this is his first fight of the season. He did have one in training camp in Las Vegas, and that's what we were talking about. But get the fight. It seemed pretty mutual. Players discussing things here with the officiating crew. Wilkie and Jared Rosberg, and I think if you're Jim Holton, I think he specifically said when we're short defensemen, and here tonight we only have five, he's saying to his team, we cannot be fighting with defensemen, but with Wilkie, I think he had the go-ahead and the okay. Wilkie, not ashamed to drop the gloves. Good to see some intensity from the Storm forward there. Drew Mayer and Jared Thomas, team's captains, discussing this with the officiating crew. I'm not sure if they're trying to call any additional penalties to what we've seen. Seemed like a mutual fight. The puck was in deep. The fight happened more around the blue line, so I didn't completely see how it started. I haven't seen any penalty minutes on the board. We'll listen in public address announcer here in Sioux City. Scoreless game, 11:35 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Sioux City. And right there, Montgomery knocked down Lebowski here. L'Esperance gets tossed out of the faceoff circle for it. L'Esperance lines up now against Lebowski. And it's won by the Musketeers. Sent in deep by the Musketeers. Each 5 minutes for fighting. And that's about it. So, just the fighting majors to the two players. Not sure what the further discussion was as Tri-City ends up getting it deep into the Sioux City. And turnover to Gomez. Chance in front was blocked. And now it's moved on the near side by L'Esperance. Joel L'Esperance for Sioux City. Moved into the zone. Knocked away by the Storm. L'Esperance got it back in deep. Johansson steered it away to Kevin Kerr. 11 minutes to go in the first. Scoreless game here on the Breeze. Tri-City with a neutralized. Lebowski, nice cross-ice pass. Gomez. Gomez holds. Try to find Milan. And it was taken away, and here come the Musketeers. 3-on-2 for Sioux City. Moved in by Thomas. He shoots, and it was knocked away in front. Thomas didn't get all of that shot, and the Storm able to block it and knock it away from Johansson before it even got there. Now back to Heinrich, and it stopped and neutralized for a second, but now Hawkins comes in onside, gets by Gardner, centering pass for Snively. Goes behind the net, knocked down. Nice job there by the Storm's Jalen Schultz. And it's moved up and out of the zone by Curry. Back to Heinrich for Sioux City, who wasn't neutralized, but now retreats into his own end. A lot of forecheck from Berger. And on the far side, Musketeers have it. It's Hawkins up the ice, into the zone. Centering pass. Hopped under the stick of Valtteri Hopinen. And now it's taken away by Berger. Berger, though, lost it in neutral ice. Picked right back up by Curry. Curry into the zone. Curry on the far side, trying to work to the net. And it's taken off his stick. And now here comes the Musketeers the other way. Hopinen. Past the red line, into the Storm end. Hopinen stops in the far side half wall. Takes a hit from Berger. Keeps the puck, though. Hopinen into the center. Try to play it off the far side wall. Intercepted. Eastman's got Curry for a rush. Eastman turned it over, though. He didn't hit him soon enough. And now the Musketeers have it. Snively. Snively in on the far side. Knocked away off his stick, and Kevin Kerr has it for Tri-City. Plays it on the far side of Drew Mayer. Mayer, nice pass to Hutchison to neutralize. Hutchison got a piece of it. Got into the Sioux City end. Knocked right back out. McMurphy plays it on the near side wall. Storm are offside here. Hutchison had a tag up. Puck never came out of the zone. And so the offside whistle. 9:26 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game here on the Breeze between Tri-City and Sioux City. The Nebraska Lottery has a new mobile app. You can download it to your Apple device from the App Store or get it on your Android using Google Play. Use it to get winning numbers, current jackpots, and your numbers. Download the new Nebraska Lottery app today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. So 9:26 to go in the first. Tri-City and Sioux City scoreless. Both teams with four shots on net. Only power play has been for the Musketeers. It was a Jalen Schultz slashing penalty. And then we saw a fight. So fighting is not something the Storm have done much of since Jim Holton took over. I think he's been more focused on the skill element of the game. However, this time Chris Wilkie drops the gloves with Jared Rosberg. 5 minutes apiece for fighting. Both got some good punches in there. And I think the toughness factor for Wilkie, not something that many people would say is a big aspect of his game. But right there, not afraid to drop the glove for Tri-City and go after it with a Sioux City defenseman. Face-off won by the Storm as we restart play. Donovan Gardner shoots it in. Save made by Hayton. Struggled with it a little bit, left a big rebound, and Heinrich picked it up for the Musketeers. Nice job by Gardner, able to seal off the far side wall and keep the puck in deep. Heinrich has it for Sioux City on the near side, and now some room for Schmidt to get it out to neutral ice. Pass moved forward into the zone, and a quick chance in front of shot went wide. Big collision with the back wall for a Musketeer who went down hard. Wasn't touched by the Storm, just lost control after the play in front. And all the way back down, it was Tyler Mueller that went down. And a quick shot now as the Sioux City re-enters the zone. And a save made by Johansson. A couple players pushing and shoving in front. Donovan Gardner right in the middle of it. Gardner, an older player, 1993 birth year, trying to find his way here, his second game for the Storm. And right away mixing it up there. Mueller fell down. Now he runs into Kevin Kerr. Mueller drawing the ire here of the Storm. He actually moved in front of Johansson, missed the net wide on a shot, lost control, hit the backboards hard. Took him a couple seconds to get back up, get on his feet. He cleared the zone. His team came right back into the zone, and he came right to the net and started causing more fuss in front. Now he goes to the bench, and a quick shot by Cockrell off the faceoff went wide. It was deflected. Gomez has the rebound, played it around the near side, and it's banked up, and it's out of the zone. It was forced right back in by McMurphy, and now a couple more pushes and shoves after the whistle. McMurphy may have started this one as Cockrell tried to keep it in, didn't, was whistled for offsides when the puck came back into the zone after going out, and McMurphy, with a little bit of a hit there to Cockrell, started things. Faceoff just outside the Storm and 8:37 to go. The Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game. A little bit of physical element here to this one for two teams that haven't seen each other in some time. Musketeers with a faceoff, and Cockrell will send it in deep. Banked around to the far side. Gomez got it up the wall but not out. Shot and a missed shot and a penalty upcoming. A charging call is whistled to Sioux City. Officials saw some pushing and shoving after the last couple whistles, and now it's a charging call on Cedric Lacroix. So the Storm headed to the Century 21 Power Play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close. Either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property, call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Storm win the faceoff. They got Gomez on the point. He finds the far side, Kevin Kerr. Back to Gomez on the near side. Gomez leaves for Lebowski. Lebowski shoots. Deflection in front by Poganski. Save made by Hayton. Now around the far side, Kerr kept it in with his skate, and it's forced out. Here come the Musketeers. It's Lesperance shorthanded. Lesperance for the far side. Centering pass. Missed the net on a shot by Montgomery. Nice job by Lesperance. Put it on Montgomery's stick, but he just deflected it wide. Valisano fights for the puck back for Tri-City. Comes in onside, taken down, penalty coming. Storm got to let the Musketeers touch up here. Penalty coming, I believe it's to Sioux City. Now after the whistle, Valisano ran into Montgomery. Montgomery will head to the box. It's a 5-on-3 Century 21 power play for the Storm for a minute and 26 seconds with 7:52 to go in the opening period. Storm with a huge chance here to try to take the lead. Scoreless game, 7:52 to go in the period. 1 minute and 26 seconds on a 5-on-3 power play for the Tri-City Storm. Faceoff is to the left of Kyle Hayton. Here we go. Valisano on the draw, scrummed, and it was one out of the zone by Tri-City. And now it's Johansson who softly settles it down over to Kevin Kerr, and he'll start forward. 5-on-3 for Tri-City. Kerr to neutral ice, past the red line. Kerr's going to carry this puck in, set it up, get it in deep. Behind the net, Mueller trying to force it out, kept in by Poganski. Far side, Valisano. Up top, kept in by Gomez. Gomez to Kevin Kerr. Kerr back to Gomez on the far side point. Now Kerr on the near side. Sent down low, Lebowski on the goal line, back up to Kerr. Kerr to Lebowski. Back to Kerr again. Now on the far side, Gomez. Down low, it's Valisano. Back to Gomez with a shot. Hit the pipe! Gomez hit the right post with that shot. Lebowski couldn't control, and it's sent out by Mueller. Another 35 seconds of 5-on-3. Gomez has it for the Storm. They switch up the lines. No Chris Wilkie, as he had fought, so he's in the box. It's Berger who will bring in the puck for the Storm. He's going to go try to chase and control, and it's on the far side, and Schmidt has it for the Musketeers. Nicely kept in by Gomez with the glove. He settles it down, wraps it around the wall to the near side. 15 seconds in the 5-on-3. Berger up top for Schultz on the left point. Now Gomez on the right point. Gomez back to Schultz. 10 seconds in the 5-on-3. Down low, Berger shoots in front. McMurphy shoots. Save made by Hayton. Rebound loose, and it's scored, but they blew the whistle. McMurphy after the whistle with Lesperance pushing and shoving. The puck crossed the line. Curry was trying to say goal, but I believe the whistle blew well before the puck had crossed the line. Storm trying to push and shove their way to a goal, but came up short on that one. Wilkie comes out of the box, and right away, teammates happy and tapping their sticks on the dasher boards. Excited about Wilkie's fight. Storm still in the power play here. Final seconds ticking down in the 5-on-3, and out of the box comes Lacroix, and he's got the puck. Lacroix on the near side half wall. Storm on the power play here for another 28 seconds. Lacroix shoots. Deflection to the back wall. Johansson was there with the glove, but it got deflected right before it touched his glove. Musketeers have it now, and it'll set forward for Snively. Snively's flying, but in the wrong direction. He's all the way back into his own end, and now he shoots it all the way down. Johansson settles it down for Schultz. 6 minutes to go in the period. 5 seconds left in the Storm power play. Johansson slapping his stick on the ice, and Tri-City has the puck through neutral ice, but we're back at full strength. McMurphy dumps it in. Sent by Cockrell to the far side. Neil Pionk got it up the wall for Nick Olson. Murphy fell down. He's got to get back into the play. And it's moved in by Johnson, who got around Curry. Johnson on the goal line. Centers it. Loose puck, and Johansson finds it in the crease. Covers up and stops play. So the game got a little rough there, and the Storm had a 5-on-3 power play, but could not capitalize. They were missing maybe their best offensive player, Chris Wilkie, who was in the box after a fighting major. Wilkie battled defenseman Jared Rosberg for Sioux City. 5:33 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm now out shooting the Musketeers 9-6 after that power play. Gomez had the best chance. He hit the post for the Storm. Storm with the faceoff, and it's to Benedetto. Couldn't get it out, but now it does score it out to neutral ice. And now it's the Musketeers with it in their own end. Almost turned over, neutralized, but deflected in deep by Schmidt. Going back to get it. Donovan Gardner on the back wall for Tri-City. Two Musketeer players there. Donovan holding it there. Lost it. Here's a chance for Olsen. A shot. Save Johansson. Rebound. Loose on the goal line. Another save by Johansson on Schmidt. And now the puck is taken by Kerr, who banked it off the wall. Rolling down to the Musketeer. And it will make it for icing. Barely. So 4:54 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Sioux City are scoreless here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Nice crowd on hand for the Musketeers here. Early February game. First game between these two teams in a while. Face off to the left of Johansson now in the Storm end to the icing. It's won back by the Musketeers, kept in by Mueller at the line. Shot missed the net well wide left. Now on the far side, Pionk trying to get it in deep. Kevin Kirk loved it down. It's forced to the top of the zone, but kept in by Hopinen. And down low, taken back by Gardner. Gardner got it back for Cody Milan up the far side wall. The Benedetto couldn't get it out. Up top, another shot missed the net wide for Sioux City. And now it's taken by Gardner, got it forward out to neutralize. Mayer, though, turns it over on the far side. It's Saliba. And now it's Kevin Kerr. Long pass, trying to find Polganski. Goes all the way down, icing whistle on Tri-City. Risky pass for Kevin Kerr, trying to find his buddy Austin Polganski. And it was into the air, and Polganski was just trying to knock it down with a stick and get a touch on it over the red line, but he couldn't. And now it's down in the Storm end, 4:18 to go in the opening period. Mayer trying to get off the ice here for the Storm. Face off to the right of Johansson. Face off is won by Tri-City, and Milan scoops it up and out. Polganski overskated it, didn't know where it was, but then he got it back to it and sent it in deep. Kyle Hayton out of the net. Polganski stops his pass, but it's taken by the Musketeers, and it's sent to the near side in a new open space and neutralized. Jalen Schultz scoops it up, brings it in his own end. Wilkie now back onto the ice for Tri-City, and Wilkie will start forward for the Storm. Wilkie past the blue line now in offside. Valisano tried to hold up but couldn't. Wilkie, again, had a lot of room but diverted his path right as he was about to come in, and that caused Valisano to go offside. So we had the stoppage with 3 minutes and 51 seconds remaining. The Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game on the breeze, 94.5. Jared Schaffrin with you here in Sioux City. Storm and Musketeers. Good battle so far, and this one won by the Storm and knocked out of play off of Polganski deflection into the Sioux City bench. So we'll restart play here with 3:46 to go in the first. Valisano on the faceoff for Tri-City against Adam Johnson. Valisano tossed out of the circle. Polganski will come in. Polganski, yeah, he doesn't want to take it. He'll go Wilkie. Wilkie takes it. Wilkie wins it to Gomez, who's playing defense here. And Schultz sends it in deep into the Sioux City end. Mueller on the far side, big hit by Valisano, but here comes the Musketeers with the puck. They break it out, 2-on-2. Johnson on the far side, he shoots, and Johansson's there with the glove to make the save. Saved by Johansson, he hung on, and the puck was in his glove. 3:32 to go, first period of play. Presented by Nebraska Lottery, Tri-City, and Sioux City scoreless here on the breeze. Face-off Faceoff to the right of Johansson in the Storm end. Faceoff is won by the Storm, and Gomez banked it off the wall all the way down to the Musketeer end. Rolling, but icing will not happen here. Kyle Hayton rolled all the way down on Hayton. Eastman right to the net. Hayton has to cover up and stop play. Eastman, a couple words with Mueller. Mueller really has drawn the ire of the Storm here. A lot of pushing and shoving after the whistle. 3:23 to go. Opening period. Scoreless game. Face off to the left of Hayton now. It is won by the Storm. A quick shot from Curry and a save made by Hayton. Rebound on the near side. Played up and out by the Sioux City Musketeers. And it's Hopinen who moves into the zone. Pass Curry on the far side to Mueller, who centers it. Snively shoots and scores. Joe Snively puts the Musketeers on the board. It's his 12th goal of the season. And it's 1-0 Sioux City, 3:07 to go in the opening period. They used the extra defenseman in the Musketeers. They had Mueller in, who made the pass. And Snively was in that scoring area in between the circles. He beat Johansson down low. Puck never left the ice. It was through the five hole. 3:07 to go in the opening period. Snively, we get a look at it. Kept it down low. Just a really quick release. And he beats Johansson. 1-0 Musketeers. Restarting things here. It'll be Cody Milan against Joel Esperance for the faceoff. 3:07 to go in the first. Jim Holton talking on the bench there to Pat Curry, who missed the coverage where the Musketeers came into the zone. Curry a little bit out of position there. And he's a young player. His faceoff was won by the Musketeers, but they knocked it out in their own bench. So it'll be a faceoff in the Sioux City end. Curry, a young player, learning his way. He's done very well offensively for Tri-City. Ends up with a goal from last night. We thought it was Berger's goal last night, but after the game over, Waterloo's officiating crew to change the goal to Pat Curry. Curry's third of the year in the USHL with the Storm. Storm with the faceoff, and Lebosky went down. He was clutching his midsection there, skating gingerly as the puck is on the far side, kept in by Mayer. Lebosky's got to go to the bench here, and we'll keep an eye on him. Got back out to neutralize Kevin Kerr. Sent it to Mayer. Now Milan back to Mayer into the zone. Mayer lost possession as he came in. Back to Kevin Kerr now. Kerr trying to battle against Montgomery, and it's taken out. Here's Hutchison. Hutchison on a race here. Hutchison shoots, and it missed the nets wide. Pionk on the far side for the Musketeers. Couldn't get it out. Kept in nicely by McMurphy. Around the far side, Gardner kept it in. Got it down low. Montgomery played it up top. Gardner keeps it in again. Over to the near side to Benedetto. Shoot. Save made by Hayton. McMurphy lurking in front, trying to get a deflection to Benedetto. Nice shot on net there. Good work by Donovan Gardner on the left point, keeping things in the zone. Lebosky still seeing attention from trainer Matt Stern on the bench. Looked like he collided with Drew Mayer and a Sioux City player behind Kyle Hayton's net in the Sioux City end, and then was clutching his midsection as the Storm win the faceoff. Gardner sends it back in deep. Cockrell played it on the near side, and it's out all the way down. Icing should be whistled on Sioux City, but the race is won to the puck by the Musketeers. A shot and a save by Johansson. Crashing the net was Lacroix, and Gardner's not going to have any of that. Right away, knocks him out of the way. Nice win on the race there by Sioux City. Gomez looked like he was going to have it for an icing, but quick burst of speed negated the icing and created a chance for the Musketeers. Then Lacroix came in front. 1:50 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Musketeers leading the Storm. 1-0 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Valisano on the faceoff for Tri-City, and it's one to Pogansky forward. Banked off the wall, out of the zone. Rolling puck should be down for an icing. That's just an unlucky break for Tri-City as the puck found its edge and just rolled all the way down the ice. Pogansky barely even cleared out of the zone. Rolled all the way down. Shots on goal even at 11 apiece here with a 1:42 remaining in the first period. 1-0 Sioux City lead. Face off on the far side to Johansson's right is won by the Musketeers. Lacroix taking a hit from Hutton. Haven't seen much of Hutton in this first period. Big hit on Pogansky on the far side. Penalty upcoming. A shot on net by Wilkie. Now the whistle's blown. Pogansky right back onto his feet. And now Valisano not happy about it. trying to challenge a Musketeer player. Poganski, good to see him right back onto his feet after the big hit on the far side. Mueller was the one who Valisano tried to challenge. Got a feeling Valisano may have just negated a Storm power play. Wilkie was hit on the far side, just to the right of the bench. Valisano into the box. Mueller into the box as well. Valisano trying to get Mueller into it. As I said, Mueller has drawn the ire of the Storm here tonight. 2 minutes are on the board for Nick Olson. So Olson the one with the hit, but Valisano went after Mueller. I think it's going to be matching minors to Valisano and Mueller, and a two-minute penalty to Olson. Tri-City sends out the power play unit here. Century 21 power play with a minute 29 to go in the opening period. 1-0 Sioux City lead. It's Milan, Wilkie, Poganski, Gomez, and Kerr. Poganski right back out on the ice. Doesn't waste any time. Tune in to see what the penalty is here as they settle everything out. Give the discussion to Jay Varity, Sioux City head coach. Face off to the right of Hayton, starting a Century 21 power play for Tri-City. Milan, one and over to Wilkie, and it's out of the zone, though. Good work by the Musketeers to get it out and get it back to the Storm end. Kevin Kerr has it for Tri-City. Kerr taken down. Call coming. Tripping call as Kerr was taken down. Storm have their second 5-on-3 of the period. Esperance upset with the call. And it is L'Esperance who heads to the box. Took down Kerr. L'Esperance upset at the call. He did touch Kerr, and Kerr fell down. Jim Holton's going to try to get his team set here. Now Wilkie will be on this 5-on-3 power play. So, interesting development. Storm with a 5-on-3 for a minute 45 here. We'll extend into the next period. Kevin Kerr off the faceoff win for the Storm. To Milan, back to Kerr. Now Milan up top, Wilkie. Wilkie at the center. He stops. He plays to Milan on the near side. Milan holding. Still with it, Milan. Played it on the far side, Lebowski. Up top, and Kerr can't keep it in. Puck squirted off Kerr's stick. And now it's Lebowski who will try to bring it back. 50 seconds to go in the period. Lebowski comes in slowly, plays to Wilkie on the left point. Wilkie, now on the far side, Kerr. Back to Wilkie, one-timer missed the net. Well, why? Wilkie didn't get all of it. Wilkie's got to get it back and play to Kerr. 37 seconds left in the period. Lebowski on the far side, shoots, save made, Hayton. Rebound, loose in the crease. Puck still loose here. Picked up by Wilkie. Wilkie to the far side, Lebowski scores! Dan Lebowski, a power play goal, ties the game at 1-1. 26 seconds to go here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Dan Lebowski on the rebound. Storm worked that 5-on-3 very well, moving the puck around. And finally, after a scrum in front, Wilkie found the puck in the crease. Nice job by Wilkie to have the patience instead of just throwing it right back into the scrum. Take it back out. One pass over to Lebowski, who found the back of the net. Goal for Dan Lebowski, his fifth of the season, and the Storm have tied it at one. Still a minute and 11 to go on the L'Esperance tripping penalty. So 26 seconds left to go in the opening period. And this power play will carry over to the second if the Storm don't score here. As Tri-City wins the faceoff. Berger sent it back to Schultz. Schultz on the far side. Gomez got it forward to McMurphy. McMurphy played it back to Schultz. Now Curry trying to get it into the zone. Cockrell stopped it. And now it's Curry again with it. 10 seconds to go in the period. Curry into the zone. Got knocked off his stick right away. Here's Snively. Snively will stop and neutralize. And that's how the first period will end. Sioux City will bring it in for one last shot. Johansson makes the stop. And we are tied 1-1 after the opening period. A lot of pushing and shoving. Some penalties. And Tri-City able to cash in on their second 5-on-3 opportunity of the period. Dan Lebowski finds the back of the net. We've got a 1-1 game after 20 minutes, 44 seconds will carry over on the L'Esperance penalty into the second period. It's 1-1 after one. We'll be back in a couple moments with an interview tonight. It'll be with Tori Dello. Dello will join us in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers tied 1-1 here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip. And
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Jared Shaffrin alongside Storm defenseman Tori Dello here playing Sioux City tonight. It's the second game of a six-game road streak that the Storm are on here in February. And Tori, obviously last night, not where you guys wanted to be, but before that five-game winning streak, what were some of the things that were going right for you guys during those last couple games?
I mean, the last couple games, we were getting the bounces and everyone was buying into the systems and just doing all the little things and even getting pucks on net and just getting lucky bounces.
Tonight here against Sioux City, you mentioned you like playing in this rink. Got to play here earlier this season at the Fall Classic. We've had a couple games here before. What are some of the things you like about playing in Sioux City?
They're a good team and they finish every hit. So, I mean, it kind of gets you into the game pretty fast. And, like, games like this, like, they're all gritty and they're fun to play in. So we'll just try to have a better game than last night.
What other rinks do you like to play in around the league that you've been in so far?
Probably Omaha would be my favorite away rink because their lighting's really good, and I don't know, it's just fun to play in, and they're a good team.
Now we got another trip coming up next weekend, going to be towards your hometown, obviously somewhere you've probably grown up playing in that rink a lot. What does it mean for you to be able to be around your hometown and get to go back see some family?
No, I mean a lot, especially it's set up nice because my birthday's that weekend, so I'll see all my family and my friends, and that'll be really nice.
What's been your favorite part about moving to Kearney and living around Kearney this year?
Probably rooming with Chris Wilkie and our billet house. They have a really nice setup and they do a lot for us.
And this is, again, your first year at Kearney, but coming back next year in high school. How's everything been in high school? And what give us a couple of samples of what classes you're taking this semester.
Right now I'm taking English 3, and then I'm taking speech class, and I got Chris Wilkie, Austin Pogansky, Aiden Levine in there too. And then I'm in chemistry, which is the really tough one. But the teachers are really good on helping us with, like, missing work when we're gone and stuff like that. But, I mean, it was a good transition. We only have 3 classes a day, so you couldn't ask for much more.
Speech class sounds like you guys not getting in too much trouble, are you there?
No, we don't even do anything in that class.
Well, as long as you're getting your work done, I guess, right?
Yeah, we don't even do work. All we do is we have to give 3 speeches a year, and that's it.
You've been in the league now for quite a while here. You've gotten past the first half of your first season in the league. What are some of the things that might be coming easier to you now that you've been around and you've played a lot of games that you might have struggled with earlier on?
I would say the speed of the game is a lot easier now, because just the transition from midget hockey to junior hockey is the speed and, like, the size. Like, for defensemen, like, our gaps, like, that's probably the biggest difference and the biggest thing that you need to work on. And, like, towards Christmas time, I was getting into, like, pushing myself in practice and then bringing that over to the game, is pushing yourself in with your feet and moving up in the play and stuff like that.
We're talking with Tori Dello here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tori, obviously there's a big change halfway through the season. You get a new coach in November with Jim Holton coming in. What has it been like with him, and what are your favorite parts about his style?
We lost Josh Haljewy. He's a great guy, but Jim Holton coming in really changed the culture around the team and the whole town. It's just, like, more professional. He's just, if you do something wrong, he's right on you, and he wants you to get better. He'll correct that mistake, and he'll keep pushing you until you get that mistake and correct it and do it right. And, I couldn't really ask for a better coach, and we're really thankful to have him.
All right, Tori, thanks a lot for joining us here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are 2 types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know, where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers are tied 1-1 after one period at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. It's our Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Before we get the out-of-town scoreboard check, let's just recap the box score. Two goals, one for either side. First for Sioux City was Joe Snively from Tyler Mueller and Walteri Hopinen at 16:53. We were scoreless for a while in this game. The Sioux City took that 1-0 lead about 3 minutes and 7 seconds to go in the period. The Storm found themselves later in the period, just a couple minutes later, on a 5-on-3 for the second time tonight. And they capitalized on their second 5-on-3. It was Dan Lebosky from Chris Wilkie at 19:34 to tie the game. We now have a situation where we're tied at one, and the Storm continue their power play for 44 more seconds into the second period. A lot of penalties in the first. On both sides, we had a fight between Jared Rosberg and Chris Wilkie for Tri-City. The Storm were 1-for-4 in the power play. Sioux City just 0-for-1. So the Storm doing a good job. If they're going to the box, they're taking somebody with them. That's what Valisano did with the roughing and Wilkie did with the fighting. Storm outshoots Sioux City 13-11 in that first period. And just a really good job by the Storm getting in deep on the forecheck. Johansson, 10 saves on 11 shots. Hayton, 12 saves on 13 shots. Now let's get to our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Indiana Ice have a 2-0 lead at home over the Youngstown Phantoms in Indianapolis tonight. 2-0 Indiana, 13 minutes to go in the third period. The Ice, they will see the Storm next weekend, Friday and Saturday night at Pan Am Arena in Indianapolis. It'll be the Tri-City Storm and the Indiana Ice. Looking forward to getting you those two games. Really tough battles for the Storm. It will be Indiana, the number one team in the Eastern Conference, showing it tonight, have a 2-0 lead over Youngstown, and we're looking forward to seeing them next weekend. Des Moines has a 1-0 lead over the Fargo Force after one period. Buccaneers lost last night to Sioux City 5-2. Musketeers in that game, really a dominant game. They outshot Des Moines, but Buccaneers hung around until late. Final score 5-2. Buccaneers tonight with a 1-0 lead over Fargo. Dubuque is up 1-0 on Waterloo. Blackhawks, after defeating the Storm last night, have a tough weekend here. They played the Storm last night. Then they headed to Dubuque to face the Fighting Saints here tonight. And tomorrow they'll be back at home at Young Arena to face the Sioux Falls Stampede. So Sioux Falls, no game tonight. Sioux Falls last night lost 7-1 to Omaha. Tri-City going to be rooting for the Blackhawks tomorrow. Right now, Dubuque is ahead of Waterloo 1-0 after one. Cedar Rapids Rough Riders and Green Bay Gamblers are also tied 1-1 after one period of play. And the Lincoln Stars and Omaha Lancers battling it out tonight at the Ralston Arena. Omaha leading Lincoln 2-1 late in the first period. Lancers have goals from Jake Randolph and Ryan Tate. Tyler Vessel, Luca Frigo, Jacob Forsbach, and Carlson each with assists. For Lincoln, it's Max Humitz, who has a goal from Brandon Smith. Lancers lead 2-1, 6:19 to go in the first period at Ralston Arena right here in Sioux City. It's Tri-City Musketeer tie, 1-1 the score after 20 minutes. So that's it for your Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll be back with you in just a couple moments for the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Second period on its way next from the Tyson Event Center. Storm and Musketeers tied 1-1 on your Storm Radio Network. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Tyson Event Center. Jared Shaffrin with you here for Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers on the breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Been a good one so far. Tied 1-1 after one period. Storm will begin this second period with 44 seconds of power play time after a Joel Esperance penalty. Tri-City, this is their fourth meeting of the season with the Musketeers, have yet to get a win against Sioux City yet. In each of the first three games, the Storm scored a total of one goal apiece. Only three goals this year coming into the night against Sioux City in three games. Storm already have one. Tonight on the power play, Dan Lebosky had 1-1 here. So hopefully for the Storm, can continue that offense and get a couple more goals here against the Musketeer team and Kyle Hayton, who have shut him down this season. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial for the second period. Musketeers will go from right to left. L'Esperance for the Musketeers sitting in the box. Tripping penalty against his former team here in his first game against his former team. These two teams will play twice more for a total of six times this season. Tri-City at that 44 seconds on the power play can guarantee you. Jim Holton trying to talk to his team about how they can make the most of the first 44 seconds here of this middle period. Cody Milan will take this face-off for Tri-City against Joe Snively to start the second period. Storm with a power play unit on. Grant Hutton will start with Jalen Schultz on the back end here for this power play, which is just 44 seconds long. The face-off's won by Musketeers forward, but taken by Schultz, and now it's Hutton, who has it on his own blue line. He'll finally be able to start forward here with Poganski, and he passed it into Poganski's skates. Poganski will shoot it in deep with Milan, and it's played by the Musketeers off the wall, but kept in by Schultz. He shoots, and it's blocked in front. And now it's Snively who comes forward with it. It's out of the zone. Back down to the Storm, and Jalen Schultz has it. Schultz on the near side, Wilkie. Wilkie stops in his own end. Finds Hutton on the near side. Hutton starts forward, got to the red line. Big hit. And a huge collision there. Storm go down deep, and we're back at full strength, and Musketeer player is down. We get a whistle. There's no penalty called on that huge collision, but Nick Olson is down and crawling over towards the Musketeer bench. Olson gets to about the center ice faceoff circle, and now he'll see some attention from the training staff here for Sioux City. It was a big collision on the near side. They're going to show a replay here in the arena. Hutton was bringing the puck forward, got to the red line, sent it in deep, and then just got upended and kind of put all of his weight on top of Olsen. Olsen's still down now. He's on his back. And so just a bad collision. Not a dangerous play by either player. Kind of a play that happens all the time. But just with Hutton's weight down on Olsen, you know, Hutton's a big kid. 6'3", 195 pounds. And Olsen just looks like he's got a knee issue here, because he can't put much weight on his left knee. He's going to be players are going to try to help him up and get him off here. He's Storm trainer Matt Stern also on the ice. Olsen now on just putting weight on just his right leg, and he's going to use that right leg to skate off very slowly with the help of two of his teammates. Never like to see any players injured, and this time it's Nick Olsen here, the Escondido, California native. Hope for the best for Olsen. Always hate to see injuries after the trade deadline. Teams have just solidified their rosters. You know the hits are going to come, and they're going to be collisions, but no malintent on either side from that one. Just a bad break for Olsen, and he's off the ice now. We'll get to restart play. 45 seconds into the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Tri-City and Sioux City are tied 1-1 here on the Breeze. Face-off just outside the Sioux City end. And scrum form won by Tri-City, and it's Donovan Gardner, who plays on the far side over to Kerr. Got it forward. Eastman deflected it in deep. Lesperance back to get it for Sioux City. Got a pass to the far side wall, and Montgomery starts forward for the Musketeers. Sent into the zone. Offside whistled on Sioux City. They were going to blow it dead, but Gardner picked up the puck, and he starts forward. Deflection off Curry's stick. Into the Sioux City end. Now it's moved back out by the Musketeers. Far side shot from Lesperance. Missed the net wide. And now on the near side, Amoroso to the center. Lesperance shoots. It was blocked. Another shot from Lesperance. Went over the net. Hit the back of the net. And it's worked down by Montgomery. Center for Lesperance. He shoots and a save. Johansson. Now Montgomery again. Got Lesperance just standing there in the slot. Finally, they put a body on him. Shot from the point. Deflection out of play by Johansson. Tyler Amoroso had that shot. Good shift for Sioux City. Lesperance just camped out right on that American Airlines logo, which on the right circle. And he had about three good chances. Johansson ready to make stops for Tri-City. Game's tied 1-1. 18:23 to go in the second. Faceoff one forward by Tri-City. Hutchison got it out of the zone, rolling back to the Sioux City end. Mayer is chasing, and it's moved forward by Mueller. Mueller got it out of the zone as he was falling down. Now Gomez gets it back to Mayer, and we're going to see a penalty to Tri-City. Might be to McMurphy. Sioux City with the puck. Musketeers have it. Snively on the near side. Hoponen. Shoot. Save Johansson with the glove, and we get the delayed call here. Penalty is going to be whistled for a trip, and I think it's Ryan McMurphy who goes for Tri-City. Official, by the way, in this one is Lucas Bisbee. Linesman Todd Lancina and Chad Stewart. So into the box goes McMurphy, and we see a GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Musketeers on the power play for the second time tonight. 1-1 the score, 17:57 to go in the second. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. It's played around the far wall, kept in, though, by Musketeers. Alessano trying to work it out. It's forced back to Hutton, who sends all the way down. Hayton leaves it there, and the Musketeers will start forward from behind their own net. Jared Thomas to neutral ice. Thomas on the near side, Snively in on the side. Send it deep for Thomas, who's got it on the backboards. Played around the near side, but right to Valisano. Try to chip it out. Amoroso kept it in. Back to Thomas. Centering pass, and a chance for Lesperance. That went wide. Lesperance finds the puck, plays it back up top to Hawkins. Now on the far side, Thomas. Down low to Snively. Lesperance with a shot. He missed the net. Lesperance just setting up in the slot here, looking for shots. Thomas now back to Lesperance. Centering pass, knocked down in front, sent all the way down by Kevin Kerr. Off the far side corner, trickled over to Hayton, who calmed it down. Got an Amoroso Lebowski flying in there, trying to get a turnover. Hawkins played on the near side of Snively. Good to see Lebowski right away back onto the ice after we saw him have some kind of an injury there. But he got back onto the ice, and he scored the only goal for the Storm as Donovan Gardner knocked it around the wall, but it's kept in by Montgomery. Centering pass knocked away by Schultz from L'Esperance, and Schultz gets it out of the zone. Rolling puck. Here's Lebowski trying to race to it against Hawkins. He wins the race, trying to get to Berger to the center. Berger shoots, and it was blocked. L'Esperance hustled all the way back to get there and block the shot by Berger. Nice job by Lebowski to win the initial race for the puck. A couple players now calling for changes here as we get to the final 25 seconds of the GNC penalty kill. Musketeers in onside. Johnson puts it in deep. Down low, hoping it seals off Gardner. Hoping it from the near side. Shoot, save made by Johansson with the right pad. Montgomery got knocked down in front, but he comes back over to play the puck on the near side. Centered, Pionk fakes on a shot. Shot, save Johansson. Rebound came from Montgomery, and he whacked at it but missed. Puck now down low, and Schultz plays it on the far side, and Mayer got it back down to Schultz. Storm back at even strength, 1-1 the score, 15 minutes to go in the second period. Nice pass by McMurphy to Mayer in onside. Mayer on the far side, stops on the far circle. Centering pass, save made by Hayton. Rebound, Eastman. Eastman's got room on the far side. Centering, save made by Hayton. Down low, McMurphy. Another chance for Mayer. Try to find Eastman. It went under his stick, and the Musketeers have it out of the zone. Deflection, though, and it's picked back up by McMurphy. Hutton left it on the near side for Hutchison. Got it into the zone. Hutchison centered for McMurphy. McMurphy shoots and scores! Ryan McMurphy makes it 2-1 Tri-City off a pass from Nick Hutchison. It's 2-1 Storm with 15:19 to go in the Papa John's second period of play. Ryan McMurphy is now in double digits with 10 goals on the season. And that's a great play by McMurphy, started by Hutchison. Hutchison just left it for McMurphy, and he beat Hayton over the right shoulder. It's 2-1 Tri-City. McMurphy's really got that shot down. He's able to go top corner of the net. Hutchison picks up his first assist of the season, and it's his second point of the year. Had a goal a while back. But now Hutchison has an assist, and he made that play over to McMurphy. So we're in the middle of a change. They've now got Milan with Hutchison and DiBenedetto. 2-1, Tri-City Storm lead. The delay here in the restart of play is they're trying to fix a spot of ice that's near the Storm penalty box. But it's McMurphy from Hutchison. Not sure about a second assist, maybe to a defenseman who got it to Hutchison. Might actually be the first point for Grant Hutton, as Hutton is on the ice right now. Not sure if he was the one who started the play. Nice goal for Ryan McMurphy in the Storm lead, 2-1. Tri-City wins the faceoff as we resume play. It's knocked in by DiBenedetto. And now it's the Storm with it. It's Kevin Kerr, leads it for Milan. Milan on the far side. Milan goes wide behind the net. Looks for a centering pass. Didn't get it there. But he's still got possession as it moves around on the near side. And it's taken by Hutchison. Left it for DiBenedetto. DiBenedetto working. Get it to Hutchison. Down low Milan. Milan looking to the center. Got deflected up top for Hutton, who drops back on defense as it was taken away by the Musketeers. And now it's moved it onside by Saliba. Saliba, as he lost the puck. And now on the near side, Kevin Kerr. Wraps it to DiBenedetto on the near side. Cut it off. Snively did. Back to DiBenedetto. Wrapped it back in deep for Grant Hutton. Hutton on the near side. Banked it forward. DiBenedetto's got it. DiBenedetto into the zone. Stops on the near side. Takes a big hit. And it's taken by the Musketeers. Move the other way. Tyler Mueller into the zone. Mueller shoots. Misses the net wide. Rebound comes up top. Kept in. Shot and a save by Johansson. Shot taken there by Tyler Amoroso. Terrence Amoroso, a original native of Kirkland, Quebec. He's committed to Providence College and a draft pick of the Philadelphia Flyers. 14:12 to go in the period. Faceoff won by the Musketeers. Shot from Amoroso was deflected wide. Played on the far side. Musketeers have it again. Snively in the corner. Now Valisano comes away from the battle with the puck. And on the near side, it's Poganski. Poganski sends it in deep. Trying to move past Mueller. to go get the puck. Amorosa picks it up, plays it around the far side wall, kept in nicely by Schultz. Schultz on the far side, trying to get it down low, was knocked back out by the Musketeers. Schultz, nice job getting the puck back under his control and banking it back in. Valisano racing against Amorosa for it. Amorosa wins it, banks it over to Mueller on the near side. Mueller takes a hit there from Valisano. And now Snively through neutral ice into the zone for the Musketeers. Stopped there by Schultz again, and here come the Storm and a rush. Valisano in onside. Valisano holding, centering pass, saved by Hayton. Was just deflected away, and now here come the Musketeers the other way. On the near side, Snively. Snively on the left side of the center. A shot and a save by Johansson. Got a piece of the shot by Walteri Hopinen. Here come the Storm the other way. Wilkie just overskated it, trying to play with Berger and Curry. And now it's taken back by Sioux City. Hopinen into the zone. Hopinen holding, shooting, save Johansson with the left pad. Rebound, Berger. Berger will go the other way. Leaves it for Curry, who got hit in the face as he came into the zone. And the Musketeers take it, and they got a 2-on-1. Thomas on the left. Thomas holding, shooting, save Johansson. Rebound, save Johansson! It was Lesperance on the doorstep, and Johansson stops it. 12:43 to go in the second. Tri-City ahead 2-1 over Sioux City on the breeze, 94.5. Johansson, highlight reel save, took that 2-on-1 by himself. First saved a shot by Hopinen, and then, sorry, the first shot was for Thomas, and then Lesperance, always lurking in front of the net. Johansson made the save. Shots on goal now in favor of Sioux City, just 16-15. Storm in the faceoff and Kerr around the near side for Mayer. Got it full for Hutchison out of the zone. Deflected in deep to the Musketeer end. Icing waved off as Cockerell's back to get it. Cockerell on the far side. Got it out of the zone, but no possession for the Musketeers as Kevin Kerr has it. Lost it to Lesperance. Lesperance centers it in front. And Mayer took his man down. A penalty coming. Mayer was trying to work on the back check. And he took down his man. It was Pat Hannon that drew the penalty. Whole play started when Kevin Kerr lost the puck to Lesperance. Lesperance will do that too. He's got that big body, and we all know it all too well in Kearney. As, of course, Joel Lesperance, fantastic career with the Storm all last season and a good part of this season. Lesperance to the bench here, though, as the Musketeers head to the power play. 12:19 to go in the second period. 2 minutes on the board to Drew Mayer. Faceoff will be taken by Adam Johnson. Faceoff won by the Storm. Kerr played it to Schultz on the far side. Schultz trying to send it out. Got hit. Puck's loose in the zone. Johnson's got it for the Musketeers. Up top to Mueller. Mueller on the far side to the center. Back down to Johnson. Down low to Hopinen on the far side circle. Hopinen finds Johnson on the right circle. Johnson up top. Mueller at the center. Takes on a shot, shoots, deflection just wide of the net. Johansson was in good possession, but the deflection pushed it to the far side. Up the wall, kept in by Mueller. He fakes, shot from Pionk, save made by Johansson with a blocker. Nice job by the stick and the blocker there for Johansson. Pionk now got it to Hopinen on the near side. Hopinen, centering pass, shot, save Johansson! On the far side, we get a stoppage. And a whistle as the official, I believe, lost sight of the puck. Apologizing as it was clearly loose the entire time. But Johansson, couple huge saves here on the GNC penalty kill. 2-1 Storm lead, 11:34 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Johansson's ready. The faceoff's to his left as we regroup here. Faceoff is won back and out of the zone. Couldn't be held in there by Musketeer forward Brandon Hawkins, who's playing the point. Snively comes back in. Centering pass on the doorstep, and Hutton got a piece and put it wide. Now up the far side wall, kept in. On the near side, Cockerell. Cockerell has got it. Down low it goes. Back to Cockerell. Sent in deep, Snively. Snively to the far side, Thomas. Thomas holding. Down low it goes. Played up top, Snively. Taken away by Pogansky. Gets it out of the zone. All the way down it goes. Hayton out of his net, but he'll just stop it. Didn't want to pass it forward. Hawkins has it. 30 seconds left in the penalty to Mayer. Hawkins on the near side. On the backhand, got it to the center for Thomas. Taken away by Eastman. Eastman on the shorthanded play. Shoots, and a save made by Hayton. Rebound. Oh, Eastman gloves it and continues possession. Eastman in the far side corner. Nice shift for him on the penalty kill. As there's 10 seconds to go on the GNC penalty kill. Eastman still moving the puck. Sioux City with all their bodies there. Eastman turnover to the net. He scores! Kyle Eastman, a shorthanded goal. The Storm go ahead 3-1. Kyle Eastman, what a shift from Eastman. Pretty much did everything himself. Got a fortunate bounce off the leg of Chase Berger. Found himself alone and beat Kyle Hayton. Eastman's third goal of the season, and what a time it was. The Storm's seventh shorthanded goal of the season, tied for the league lead in shorthanded goals, and they've only allowed one. They're tied for the league lead in that category as well as shorthanded goals allowed. We got 3 seconds left in the Mayer penalty. They will go down as a shorthanded goal for Kyle Eastman. Face-off won by Sioux City. Mayer out of the box. Brought in by Mueller. He shoots. It misses the net. The far side. Pucks kept in by Pionk. Down low, and a big hit there on the backboards by Donovan Gardner. But it's moved forward by Tri-City. Mayer out of the zone. Shot back in by Sioux City. Johansson in position. Left it for Gardner. Gardner to the far side. Got Milan with a lot of space. Milan in a neutral ice. Left it there for Mayer. In onside. Lost the puck, but gets it back and sends it in. On the near side now. Skipped over the stick of Milan. Lacroix has it. Nice hit by Mayer there. Lacroix moves it to Pionk on the far side. Schmidt for Sioux City to the center. Turns it over to Hutton. Grant Hutton banks it off the near side. Hutchison got a piece. Gets it in deep. Storm can finish a change. Pionk in deep. Played on the near side corner now by Mueller. Mueller up the wall to Lacroix. And it's deflected in deep by Cedric Lacroix. Gomez there. 9:20 to go in the second. Tri-City with a 3-1 lead here on the road at the Tyson Event Center. Gomez trying to get it out of the zone. It was kept him out. It's forced out by Valisano. Didn't know where it was for a second. Had to try to regroup as Montgomery with the puck. Here's Sioux City again. It's Johnson overskated it. And Gomez gets back to put it into the far side half wall. Gomez got hit. Trying to get it to Valisano. Turned back over to Sioux City. A shot from Montgomery and a save made by Johansson with the right pad. Wilkie got it forward. It's Valisano had it chipped off his stick. Now Montgomery back in onside. Montgomery, far side wall, run into the boards by Poganski. Loose puck on the backboards now. Move to the near side. Wilkie trying to chop at it. Gets it out of the zone. Rolling down to the Sioux City end. Picked up by Amoroso. 3-1 Tri-City lead. 8:30 to go in the second period. Amoroso to the near side now, where it's played by Jared Rosberg. To neutralize. Bouncing puck. Lebowski tried to take it and bring it to McMurphy, but it's taken away by Johnson. Tried to deke through Kevin Kerr, who was having none of it. And Kerr starts it forward for Lebowski. Kerr. Now Lebowski in the zone. He shoots. It was deflected wide of the net. Lebowski took a hit there. It's moved up top. And it's out of the zone. Got put back deep by Donovan Gardner. And now Gardner able to get it in a neutral ice. Put it back towards the Sioux City end. Amoroso recovers the puck with 8 minutes to go. He turns it over. Lebowski had it, but McMurphy was in deep on the forecheck. Got it back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr from the red line sends it in. Under 8 minutes to go in the second period. Storm with a 3-1 lead over Sioux City. Sioux City trying to come in. It was knocked out of there by Donovan Gardner. Here's McMurphy with a rush. McMurphy centering pass, intercepted by the Musketeers. Trying to get it to Lebowski, but now here comes Sioux City. Lacroix with a shot. Save made by Johansson with the right pad. Puck's loose on the near side half wall. Centering pass. Up top for Mueller. Mueller shooting. Deflection over the net. Rebound on the near side now. Eastman knocks his man over. Loose puck. Shot from Cockrell. He scores. And that should be Garrett Cockrell's first goal as a member of the Sioux City Musketeers. Doesn't take him long to have an impact. First game with his new team, and it's a 3-2 lead for the Muskies. 7:21 is left in the second period. Johansson was in good position here for this shot. And we'll get a replay here. Shot came in, it just beat Johansson to his right. May have gotten under his right elbow. 3-2 the score. And Storm are down to four defensemen and Garrett Gomez right now as Tori Dello is done for the night. Didn't even see Tori leave the ice, but he is not on the bench and he's in street clothes now. We hope the best for Tori Dello. We'll try to get an update after the second here as Berger brought it in onside. Quick shot and a save made by Hayton. Chase Berger wastes no time after the Sioux City goal, going right at the Musketeer net. Hayton made the save with the glove. And we get a stop play here with 7:10 to go in the Papa John's second period of play. Tri-City leading the Sioux City Musketeers 3-2. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the game. Sorry. That's for the Old Chicago post-game show. We're going to read you the Papa John's here. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carry-out or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Papa John's and Old Chicago, great pizza in the town of Kearney. So we got 7:10 to go here in the second. Tri-City has themselves a 3-2 lead. Goals in the second have been scored by Ryan McMurphy, Kyle Eastman for Tri-City, and Garrett Cockrell has his first goal as a Sioux City Musketeer. Cockrell and Lesperance, the two big additions for the Musketeers in the trades, and it benefits Sioux City right away here for Cockrell in his first game in a Musketeer uniform. So we have a face-off in the Sioux City end to the left of Kyle Hayton, Connor Valisano against Joe Snively on the draw. Scrum off the draw is won by Sioux City. Played around the far side wall of their own zone. Kept in by Wilkie for a second and now batted out to neutralize. Musketeers have it. Snively in on side. Snively from the left side of the center. Knocked away by Schultz. Snively has it in control, though, and got it forward for Hawkins. Hawkins from a shot. He scores. Wow, Brandon Hawkins just sniped. And we're tied 3-3. 6:51. To go in the second. The Musketeers are right back in it. They've got the kind of offense that can get you right back in the game, and you saw it just now. Two goals in successive fashion for the Musketeers, and what a shot by their forward, Brandon Hawkins. Johansson was in good position, and whew, that's a shot from Hawkins there. 19 goals on the season for Hawkins. He was the team leader in goals until they acquired Lesperance, who's had all 21 of his with Tri-City. So Hawkins now 19 goals for the Musketeers, and that was a very nice goal for Sioux City. We are tied at 3. We're back to even, and we mentioned the Storm down to the 4 defensemen and Garrett Gomez. So 5 bodies back there for Tri-City. And showing here the Musketeers starting to tip the scales in their favor. We're tied at 3. Tucks in deep into the Storm end, restarting play. And Gomez is going to hustle over to play in the near side corner. Gomez got it forward, past Lesperance, and now Mayer will start forward. Got it back to Gomez, got to the red line, sent it in deep. Wrapped around the wall, Lebowski comes in, leaves it for Milan. Milan knocked it down, trying to play it in deep. It got deflected away, and Musketeers come away with it. It's Lesperance. Lesperance into the zone, shoots, missed the net high. Rebound on the far side, Lebowski. Nice centering play, but it was behind McMurphy, kept in by Mueller, took an awkward bounce, and it's taken away by Milan. Milan goes down in neutral ice, but got it into the zone. And Omarosa will play it for Sioux City. 5:47 to go in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. 3-3 the score here on the Breeze. Lesperance got a pass to Benedetto, taken down as he entered the zone. No call coming. Fans wanted the call, and now to Benedetto. Got it out to Omarosa. His stick is knocked out of his hands. Benedetto gets it right back. Brought in by Sioux City, but taken by Gardner. Now it's rolled back to Johansson. And the goaltender gloves the puck and hops on top to stop play. 5:25 to go here in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Tri-City and Sioux City tied 3-3. Back and forth game. Musketeers took the lead in the first. Storm tied it before the intermission. In the second, Tri-City scored 2 to lead 3-1. Sioux City has scored 2 back to tie it at 3. Face-off to the right of Johansson is won back by Tri-City. Played from Hutton to Kerr on the far side. Curry could not get it out, although he tried to, and now Kevin Kerr will have it. Got it forward, banked off Eastman's stick out of the zone. Eastman got it in offside off Pat Curry's skate. But the Storm tag up and no whistle is blown as Pionk will move forward for Sioux City. Struggled with it for a second but got forward to Snively. Had Eastman was forechecking there, almost got a piece, but it went under his stick. And now Snively's in onside. Snively to the net. Centering pass knocked away by Kerr. Up top, Pionk. Pionk over to Hawkins. Hawkins holding, shooting, and a save made by Johansson. That time, Hawkins didn't have as good of an angle as he had on his goal, and Johansson made the save for Tri-City. 4:48 to go in the second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. Tri-City and Sioux City knotted up at 3 apiece here on the Breeze. Shots on goal in favor of the Musketeers, now 26-18. Faceoff is to the right of Johansson. Scrum 4 and 1 by Tri-City. Gomez had it up and out of the zone. Schmidt had gloved it down originally, sent in by the Storm, but it's taken by the Musketeers, and Rosberg played it forward, sent in deep by Sioux City. Johnson had it in deep. Johansson played it around the far side, knocked away by Schmidt. Shot and a save by Johansson. He knocked it up into the air. Poganski finds the rebound, got it forward. Wilkie tipped it into the zone. Cockerell with it on the far side, banked it up off the glass, very high into the air, settled down by Poganski, comes right back in onside. Poganski on the far side. Poganski moves around one player, but taken away. And now it's sent forward. Here's Johnson. Johnson trying to get past Gomez. Johnson shoots, save Johansson. Gomez closed the lane, and then Johnson went into the back wall hard. No call as both he and Gomez went down. Wilkie was taken down. Neutral. We got a 2-on-2. And as Valisano's shot misses the net. Nice look by Valisano. Sioux City got it out to neutralize. Gomez sent it right back in. Tri-City tagging up. Valisano was in deep and now offside is whistled on Tri-City. Valisano didn't hear the delayed coming. So we've got 3:43 to go in the middle period presented by Papa John's Pizza. This is about when things picked up on the scoreboard as the Musketeers scored their first goal with just 3:07 to go in the first period. In that final 3 minutes, we had two goals. And then in the second period, we've already had four goals. It's 3-3 score here with 3:35 to go in the second. Puck shot into the Storm. And Gardner played around the far side wall. Was kept in by the Musketeers. Now it's in deep for Thomas. Thomas on the far side half wall. Try to get it back to Montgomery. But it was Thomas who ended up with the puck again. Kerr poked it off his stick. And now it's up and out of the zone. Lebosky tried to get a hold of it. Musketeers put it back in. They had a tag up as Kerr sends it to neutral ice. Stopped by Pionk. Pionk knocks it back into the near side corner. Gardner behind the net. Gardner trying to play against two Musketeers. He couldn't win the battle. Montgomery with a wraparound. Johansson was there to make the save. Got put on the far side by Kerr. Lebosky got it forward. Here's McMurphy with a rush. McMurphy from the far side with one man back for Sioux City. It's poked off McMurphy's stick. Nice play by Tyler Mueller on the back check for Sioux City. And now the Musketeers have it on the near side. Neil Pionk to Thomas. Into the zone on the near side. Thomas holding. Centering. Went through. Nobody there. Pionk keeps it in the right point. Shot. Deflection wide of the net. On the near side, Pat Curry's got it for Tri-City. Curry with a rush here. He finds Berger, who's got it in the zone. Berger taken down. No call coming as Berger comes right back up. Surprised there was no call there as Berger was in one-on-one there and looked like he got tripped. But hoping it has it for the Musketeers. 2:15 to go in the middle period. Tie game, 3 apiece here on the Breeze. Move forward by the Musketeers to neutralize. Hoping it in onside. Hoping it down the near side. Centering pass. Save Johansson. Snively with the rebound, but taken away by Tri-City. Eastman has it in neutralize. Eastman past the red line. In onside. Eastman getting knocked into the near side wall. Played it in deep. Trying to get it to Curry. And a turnover to Berger. Berger shoots. Save made by Hayton. Now on the far side, Eastman with a big hit on the backboards. And it's taken out by the Musketeers. Hoping it to Snively in onside. Centers it. Hawkins shoots. Misses the net. Rebound down low. Hoping it. Far side to Snively. Snively to the center. Shot deflected wide by Gomez. 90 seconds to go in the second. 3-3 the score. Storm trying to clear their own end here. Poganski got it to Gomez. Up and out of the zone. Omarosa tried to get it with a glove, but he couldn't. Now Valisano in neutral ice. We'll send it to the far side. Wilkie in onside. Wilkie to the center. Poganski had it knocked away. And now it's Valisano in deep. Took a hit, lost the puck, and it's Johnson for Sioux City. Johnson turns on the Jets through neutral ice. Into the zone. Johnson moves around Gomez to the net. He shoots. Save made by Johansson. Far side. Johnson still with it. Up top, Cockerell shoots. It's knocked away by Gomez. Gomez continues to hold and takes it out of the zone. Past the red line. In onside with Wilkie. Wilkie at the center. Trying to get around. Lacroix got it in deep. Nice job by Wilkie. Goes for a change. Final minute of play in the second. 3-3 the score. sent all the way down by the Musketeers. Icing waved off. Gardner back to get it for Tri-City. Banks it around the near side where it'll be Jalen Schultz. 35 seconds left in the period. Schultz trying to get it through to Hutchison. Knocked away. Musketeers had it. Nice hit by Schultz there to cancel out L'Esperance. Montgomery was canceled out by Gardner, but it's played by Thomas. Now L'Esperance from the backhand shot. Missed the net. L'Esperance has his own rebound. Down low to Thomas. Thomas knocked off by Gardner. Loose puck up top to Mueller. Mueller with it. 13 seconds to go in the period. Montgomery with it. Back to Mueller. A shot. Deflection hits the post. And Johansson keeps it out. And we get a stoppage. Holy cow. The puck changed directions. And Johansson wasn't there. And it rattled off the left post. 9 seconds to go. Here in the second period, the official right away blew the whistle. As Johansson kept the puck from going in the back of the net. 3-3 the score here on the breeze between the Tri-City Storm and the Sioux City Musketeers. 9 seconds to go in the period. Storm with a faceoff in their own end to the right of Johansson. Falasano and Snively on the draw. Storm got to get it out of their zone here. Going into the third period, tied 3-3. Bouncing puck off the faceoff. It's won by Kevin Kerr, and Poganski has it to neutralize. Poganski just shoots it in deep, takes a hit, but that'll do it for the second period. Tri-City and Sioux City were tied 1-1 after one. They each score 2 goals in the second. We've got a 3-3 score headed into the third and final period. 20 minutes to decide things. Storm and Musketeers tied. 3-3. Come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Recap everything that's happened thus far here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza,
Papa John's.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Through two periods at the Tyson Event Center, Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers all tied up 3-3 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. As it was quite the second period. A lot of action on both sides of things. Four goals scored in the second. It was tied after one period. It was 1-1 was the score. Two goals first for Sioux City as they scored the opening goal. And then this Tri-City Storm tied it up on a tally by Dan Lebosky in a 5-on-3. The Storm took the lead in the second period. Joe Snively had the first goal for Sioux City. The Storm took the lead at 4:41 of the second period when Ryan McMurphy scored from Nick Hutchison and a second assist to Grant Hutton. Hutton's first career point in the USHL for Tri-City. Hutchison's first assist, I think that's his first career assist as well for Tri-City. And McMurphy, double digits in goals this season with 10 for Tri-City at 4:41. That was a huge momentum goal for Tri-City. Hutchison, McMurphy, Hutton, not necessarily guys known for offense, specifically Hutchison here, only 2 points in 20 games this season, but Hutchison made it happen there. Passed it right to McMurphy, and a great shot from McMurphy beat Hayton over the right shoulder, and it was 2-1. The Storm had the lead. Then, about 5 minutes later, Storm were killing off a penalty to Drew Mayer for interference, and Kyle Eastman worked the puck in deep, won a battle with four Musketeer players, and then came out in front, got a fortuitous bounce off the leg of Chase Berger, and beat Kyle Hayton for his third goal of the season, a one-man show that Kyle Eastman put on. Scored with just 3 seconds left in the Mayer penalty for interference. What a huge goal for the Storm at the time to put them up three to one. But tide turned for the Storm for the worse in the second period. The Musketeers scored two consecutive to tie the game. Garrett Cockerell from Kyle Schmidt and Tyler Mueller. Mueller's second assist of the night at 12:39. Had the Musketeers within one, and they got the equalizer less than a minute later. Cockerell with a shot that beat Johansson, and Hawkins with a shot. Both shots from the outside. Hawkins, though, had a really good-looking shot. Cockerell's was one that Johansson probably wants back. He looked like he was screened in front. Hawkins took that shot, assist to Joe Snively, who now has 2 points in the game, and Walteri Hopinen, who also has 2 points in the game. The two goals for the Musketeers in the period, separated by less than a minute, in fact, by just 30 seconds. Two goals separated by 30 seconds, and that is, we are tied at three. Musketeers outshot the Storm 19-7 in the period. A lot of those shots, coming later on in the period. The Storm are now down to five bodies on defense, and I say bodies because Gomez has shifted back to D. The forward lines are all over the place. The defense, it's really a makeshift team right now for Tri-City. Larson went down with an injury last night. Tori Dello has gone down with an injury tonight. Dello is done for the night. And so the Storm are down to just four defensemen. It's Kevin Kerr, who's playing an absolute ton of minutes. Jalen Schultz, who's playing a lot of minutes in his own right. And two players who are in their second USHL games, Donovan Gardner and Grant Hutt. So right now, not the easiest thing for the Storm with the four defensemen and Gomez, but they're hanging on in this game. It's tied 3-3 going into the third period. You know that Sioux City is going to be pouring it on. And so the Storm got to stay out of the penalty box and got to take advantage of opportunities. They might not be the better team in this third period due to some bodies being out, but they are within a chance to win this game. It's 3-3. It's anybody's game with 20 minutes to go. Storm got to dig deep in this third period and do whatever necessary to try to get 2 points and try to get them in regulation as well, because you're trying to catch this Sioux City team. Don't want to lose any points to them. In the second period, just 2 penalties, both whistled to Tryon City. McMurphy for tripping, Mayer for interference. Musketeers 0-for-3 on the power play. Tonight, Tryon City is 1-for-4. Power play goal was scored in the first period by Dan Lebosky. And it's 3-3, headed to the third period. That's your Stadler Implement period recap, presented by Stadler Implement, making farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll come back in just a few moments, get you the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto here on your Storm Radar Network, The Breeze 94.5.
Warren Moon, in 2 words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders.
My legs.
Joe Namath.
My style.
Jerry Rice.
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I won a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Central Hydraulic intermission report from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. We're through 2 periods, and we've got an even score, 3-3, right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Scores from around the USHL. Indiana has defeated Youngstown 3-0 in the ice again. Storm will see them next weekend on Friday and Saturday night, the only 2 meetings of the season between Indiana and Tri-City. It'll come your way on the Breeze, both Friday and Saturday night's games. I'll have all the action for you next week. 3-0 win for Indiana over Youngstown. After 2 periods, the Des Moines Buccaneers, who have had trouble scoring all season, it's been well documented, they have a 7-0 lead on Fargo, absolutely breaking out. Buccaneers lost last night to Sioux City, but tonight, 7-0 lead on Fargo. And we'll try to check some of these scores for the Bucs. It looks like 7 different scores. Ruslan Rakhmatov, Ryan Gault, Tanner Carty, Yarko Parika, Brendan Shane, Patrick Grasso, and Danny Elser, all with goals for the Buccaneers, and none of them coming on the power play. 7 even-strength goals allowed by the Force. And tough night for Fargo as the Bucs have a 7-0 lead. Matthias Israelson has replaced Brandon Jensen. And it's 7-0 Buccaneers after 2 periods of play at the Buccaneer Arena. Dubuque has a 2-1 lead over the Waterloo Blackhawks. That game being played at the Mystique Community Ice Center. After 2 periods, again, Dubuque leading 2-1. The goals for Dubuque from Phil Bogie,
and Shane Eisenman. Liam Pecoraro has a goal for Waterloo. It's his third of the weekend after two last night against Tri-City. Cedar Rapids and Green Bay are tied 1-1 after two periods of play in Green Bay. And the Omaha Lancers have a 3-2 lead on the Lincoln Stars. 11:33 to go in the second period. Lancers ahead 3-2 on the Lincoln Stars. That game at the Ralston Arena. Omaha looking to try to seal up things in the Good Life Cup. Last year, Lincoln, the winner of the Good Life Cup. And this year, it looks like the Omaha Lancers are going to have that one as they defeated the Storm eight times already this season, and they have a lead against Lincoln here tonight, 3-2. To the Lancers, trying to catch the Waterloo Blackhawks for first place in the USHL's Western Conference. That's our out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. Tri-City Storm and Sioux City Musketeers tied 3-3 after two periods in play. Fans, want to remind you about our Valentino's Tuesday trivia question of the week. Head to the Storm's Facebook page for the trivia question every Tuesday afternoon, presented by Valentino's. And if you comment with the correct answer to the question, you can win a free buffet from Valentino's. Eat in, carry out, or delivery, Valentino's has you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pots of pizza and salads, Valentino's has what you like. Take a break. Come back. Third and final period, presented by Big O Tires. Coming up next on The Breeze, your Storm Radio Network, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
3-3 the score after 40 minutes. We're ready for the third period. Team's back out on the ice. Tri-City Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial for the final frame of the night. Sioux City Musketeers will go from left to right. 3-3 the score. The goals for the Storm, Lebosky, McMurphy, Eastman. For Sioux City, Snively, Cockrell, and Hawkins. 20 minutes to go. Storm, we're going to have to really give it their full effort here in the third. Down a few men on injuries. Dello done for the night. Storm with the opening faceoff and half possession to start things here in the third period. Sent in deep by Hutton. Played on the near side by Valisano. Wilkie's got it in the corner. Wilkie trying to get it. Pogansky. It's turned over, and Musketeers have it. 3-on-2 with Valisano trying to race back. It's deflected out of play by Valisano on a centering pass. Nice job by Valisano. As I said, he was trying to get back in there and was able to disrupt that play, knocking a pass out of play. 20 seconds in to the third period here on the breeze. Tri-City and Sioux City are tied 3-3. Face off to the left of Johansson now in the Storm end. Valisano on the draw. Got it to Schultz. Schultz back down low to Hutton. And now Pogansky will take it to neutral ice. Passed it forward to Wilkie, who led Valisano into the zone. Valisano centers for Wilkie, put it wide of the net. Bouncing puck, Pogansky finds it. Up top, Schultz. Schultz to the far side, Hutton. Hutton shoots, missed the net wide. Rebound in front, and Hayton has it. After the play, a push and a shove from Cockrell on Pogansky. Hayton was juggling it. Whistle hadn't been blown, and Pogansky poked in there to try to pry the puck loose. Cockrell did not agree with that move by Pogansky and went right after him. Pogansky not affected by that kind of stuff. He just casually skates back to the Storm bench. 40 seconds into the third period, presented by Big O Tires. 3-3 the score. The Tyson Event Center between the Storm and Musketeers. Face-off to the left of Hayton. Musketeer end. Storm win a face-off. Gomez with a shot and a save made by Hayton. Rebound comes out up top to Kevin Kerr. Kept in on the near side, Mayer. Mayer with two Musketeers on him trying to work it to Lebosky. Puck's free, and it's kept in deep. Rosberg had it for the Musketeers, and now it's Cockrell who will start forward. Got it on the near side of Schmidt. Mayer trying to take it away. It's moved to neutral ice, and Johnson has it in deep to the Storm end. Milan for Tri-City turned it over. Here's Lacroix. Shoot, save, Johansson. Big rebound in front. Was taken by Milan, and now it's Gomez who will start forward for Tri-City. Pass forward for Lebosky. Got too far in front of him. And now it's taken back by Neil Pionk. Played on the far side to Tyler Mueller. Mueller got it forward deep into the Storm and deflected in deep. Gomez got it from Johansson and now played on the far side by Kevin Kerr. Kerr up the wall to Pat Curry, who couldn't control the pass. And the Musketeers have it. Snively with it now as it's played by Mueller. Mueller got it forward to the Storm end, but Kevin Kerr will settle it down. Kerr had a pass to the far side, deflected, and it's over to Gomez. Gomez banked it off the back wall back for Kevin Kerr. Kerr started forward, got it to Curry. Curry in the zone, a one-on-one here. Curry in the near side corner, moves around Mueller. Down low, Curry tried to leave it for Eastman there, gets moved around the wall, kept in by Schultz. Deflection in front, just missed the net. Berger had a good look there, just rolled behind Hayton. Now on the far side, it's moved from Eastman to Berger, but he couldn't control it, and Hopinen takes it for Sioux City. Hopinen into the Storm end. Tries to go chase into the near side corner against Schultz, slammed into the wall by Gardner. And now on the near side corner, worked free by the Storm, and Berger has it. Berger, from behind the net, finds Schultz. 2.5 minutes into the third, 3-3 the score on the breeze. Schultz on the near side for Gardner, lost it in neutral ice. Lesperance trying to get the turnover, but Schultz recovers and sends in deep. Schultz around the far side, they'll turn it over to Thomas. Shot missed the net wide, rebound on the far side. Moved around to the near side, Thomas to the center, knocked away by Gardner. Now Eastman will control, and Eastman starts moving forward. Try to get Hutchison, turn it over to Omarosa. Terrence Omarosa to the center. Opportunity for Thomas, and he runs into a Storm player, knocked off the puck, and Hutchison has it. Hutchison for Tri-City sends it in deep. He'll go and chase. Hutchison with his first assist of the season here tonight. Played on the near side now by Sioux City. It's moved forward by Rosberg. He sends in deep. Wrapped around the wall to the far side, Lesperance. Sent it back in now the near side. Up the wall, Hutchison. Got it to McMurphy, who sent it up in the air, but not out.
kept in, a shot and a save. Johansson rebound hits the side of the net. Another chance here for Sioux City. And it's Lucy McMurphy able to take it away for Tri-City. Storm have it on the near side. Hutchison got it to the center, in deep to the Musketeer, and an icing is whistled on the Storm. Hutchison on the icing there. Can't change. He's on with McMurphy, who's been on for a bit. DiBenedetto just came on alongside Kevin Kerr and Hutton. Kerr and Hutton here. Probably going to play a lot of time. 16-18 remaining in the game. Storm with just five players playing defense right now, and cursing a lot of time here. Face-off won by the Musketeers on the near side. Mueller with a shot was blocked by Hutchison. Hutchison, nice job. He corrals the puck, and he sends it in to the Musketeer end. Storm make a full change. Played on the near side by Musketeers. It's chipped in deep by Hawkins. Johansson out of the net. Stops it for Gomez. Gomez played it off the back of the net. Try to get it forward. He's got Wilkie. Wilkie settles the rolling puck down. Finds Valisano on the near side. Puck went under his stick, and it's taken by Cockrell. Back over to Hawkins. Brandon Hawkins to Snively. Back to Hawkins into the zone. Hawkins trying to move past Gomez. He takes it away. Gomez up the near side wall. Valisano into the zone. One move. Valisano had it on the backhand. Played it to Wilkie in the far side corner. Wilkie in the far side half wall. Top of the zone. Wilkie's got Schultz. He was sneaking in. He tried to find him, and Hawkins intercepted the pass. He read it. Nice play by Hawkins. Now here's Hopinen to the center. Snively with a look. Knocked away by Valisano in a combination with Poganski. Valisano got it forward, but too far ahead of Poganski. Back into the Sioux City end. Neil Pionk around the near side. Back to Jalen Schultz, who got it forward into the Sioux City end. Now Pionk with a rush. Pionk in the near side. Shoot. Save made by Johansson. Rebound behind the net. Snively got it. Taken away, though, by Kevin Kerr. On the near side, Wilkie now. 5 minutes into the third. Wilkie to the far side. Bouncing puck. Deflected off a Musketeer. And it's moved in onside by Sioux City. Kevin Kerr knocked the puck away to the near side half wall. And it's up top. And play out of the zone by Milan. Try to get it to Wilkie, who tried to deke around a player, but lost possession. Now it's back to Schultz. Schultz over to the near side to Kevin Kerr. Up the wall, Mayer tipped in deep. Lebowski on his horse, goes in deep, gets there first. Lebowski to Milan behind the net. Milan takes a hit, moves the puck behind the net. Milan around the near side corner. Milan sends it back in deep for Mayer. Mayer on the near side. Mayer to the center. Mayer shoots, and a save made by Hayton. Good look by Drew Mayer there. And Kyle Hayton came over with the glove and stopped the puck. Maybe the best chance for the Storm this period. Is Mayer worked from the corner, got out to the slot. Power move. 14:23 to go in the Big O Tires. Third period. 3-3 the score on the Breeze. 94.5. Berger will take the draw for Tri-City against Joel Esperance. Won by Lesperance. Mueller around the far side wall. Out of the zone, but stopped by Gomez. Gomez, nice pass to Curry. Got it forward. Curry into the zone with Berger. To Berger in the center. Berger to Eastman. Shoots and misses the net. Hayton may have got a piece. Another chance in front. Berger on the stuff in. It got stopped by Hayton. Good look by that line. And now Eastman trying to get a turnover neutralized, but he couldn't. Sioux City moves in. Centering pass. Cockrell shoots. Save made by Johansson. Rebound. Go to the far side corner, but it's taken by Hutton. Hutton's got Curry on the near side. Curry gets past one man into the zone. He tripped and fell, but he got it past the center. And Eastman could have had a chance, but it went wide. Now a shot from Berger missed wide. Eastman to the center was knocked away by Sioux City. And it's out of the zone, rolling back to the Storm. And didn't get touched. Icing whistle. Icing to the Musketeers. 13:38 to go. Big O Tires third period. It's had some good moments early on. And the Storm are working hard right now in a 3-3 game. Being outshot 35-21, but the Storm gaining some chances here. Milan against Lesperance in the faceoff. Musketeers can't change. McMurphy off the faceoff with a shot that whistled wide. McMurphy gets his own rebound, put it behind the net. Mueller to the far side wall, kept in by Gardner, and it's banked up and out of the zone by the Musketeers. This one won't reach for icing. Sioux City can make the change. Schultz picks it up in his own end. Long pass, a forward, deflected in deep by Lebowski. Pionk has it for the Musketeers. Wrapped around the near side wall. Hawkins is there with room to play it. Got it forward to Snively. On the far side, Hopinen. Hopinen loses into the corner. Center for Snively. Snively got taken out. No call coming. A big collision with Schultz and Snively. Now it's turned over, though, and a shot by Hawkins. He scores. Brandon Hawkins is second of the night. And after a turnover on the near side wall, Hawkins was afforded a ton of space, and he beats Johansson. 13:01 to go
Big O Tires third period, and Brandon Hawkins has scored the last two Musketeers goals with wrist shots that look pretty dang good. Headed to Bowling Green next season. That Bowling Green team's got a big pickup of Hawkins. A lot of room in the slot. Top right corner. Hawkins kicked it out, and he beat Johansson right in the corner. Nice looking shot. 13:01 to go in the game. 4-3 Musketeers on top of Tri-City. Storm ready to restart play here. One by Tri-City. Kevin Kerr to Gomez. Back to Kerr. Kerr moving forward. Makes a move. And he's into neutral ice. Got it forward. Hutchison deflected it in. Sent all the way back to the Storm. And icing will be whistled here. Gomez wins the race. 12:44 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City now trailing Sioux City 4-3. It's their second deficit of the game. They trailed 1-0. So Joe Snively gave the team, his team, the lead. Musketeers. Face-off is to the right of Hayton, and it's won by the Musketeers. Now on the far side, out to neutral ice. Schmidt into the zone. Flipped it in deep. Gomez back to get it for Tri-City. Schmidt trying to settle it down. Wilkie shoving his man in the near side corner, but it's played by Johnson to the center. A shot was blocked by Kevin Kerr, and Kerr will start forward with it. Now Valisano. Valisano into the zone. Got Pogansky in the center. Deflection away by Hayton. Shot from Wilkie. It's deflected away again by Hayton. Gomez can't keep it in on the near side, but he controls. And Gomez will play with it on the near side wall, get away from one man, back into the zone. Gomez holding to the center. Pogansky from the corner. Fly on Wilkie. Wilkie in the near side corner. Wilkie up top, finds Gomez, makes one move. Gomez shoots and hits the far post, near the side of the net. Great move by Gomez, creating some offense there from a defensive position. Pucks out to neutral ice now, and the Musketeers have it. L'Esperance into the zone. Far side, shot, save Johansson. And the rebound was held on to by Jacob Johansson. That shot came from Jared Thomas, set up by L'Esperance. 11:43 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Musketeers have a 4-3 lead on the Tri-City Storm here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Difference in this game is Brandon Hawkins, the right wing for Sioux City. Berger tossed out of the faceoff for Tri-City. Eastman comes in to take it. Eastman able to win into the far side corner. Hutton with it. Got it up forward, but kept in by Hawkins. Backhanded deep into the Storm end. Schultz overskated it. Loose puck picked up by Eastman. Eastman on the far side got it to Berger. Berger settles it down, plays it to neutral ice. Curry trying to take it away, and now Berger has it. Berger into the zone. Nice pass to Curry. Curry put it into the far side corner. Picked up by Omarosa. Curry trying to take it away from Cockrell. Moved forward by the Musketeers, and Hawkins has it to neutral ice. Hawkins in on the right side. Hawkins shoots, misses the net wide. Rebound on the far side. Big hit by Eastman on Omarosa. Played by Berger. Berger from the near side corner. Stops. Goes back behind the net. Got it to Hutton. Grant Hutton. Great pass to Curry, who just deflected it in deep. Curry could have had a rush there, but just wanted a deflection. Curry hits Cockrell behind the play, and then Cockrell slashes Curry. No call coming. As Curry went down, Cockrell goes to the bench for a change. And now it's McMurphy in the near side of the Storm end. Got it forward, and it's Curry with it. Curry couldn't get it out. He tried to get it out, but it was deflected back in. 10.5 minutes to go in the Big O Tires third period. Donovan Gardner got it forward to Curry. Curry neutralized. Found McMurphy into the zone. McMurphy trying to get it on the far side against Pionk. Puck's moved to the center. Mayer trying to leave it for McMurphy. Lost the puck to Pionk. And now Pionk has it. Leading the rush. He sends it in deep. Johansson deflects it to the far side corner. Picked up by the Musketeers, though. Sioux City, nice play by Gardner, and a centering pass, though, was dangerously in front, knocked away by the Storm, out of the zone, Hutchison, left over to Gardner, and now a stoppage. Offside was whistled on the Musketeers. 10:05 to go in the Big O Tires' third period of play. Musketeers on top of the Tri-City Storm, 4-3 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Although Big O Tires may be best known for great deals on tires and wheels, they also provide guaranteed brake and alignment service, as well as complete lubrication service, and do complete radiator and tranny flushes, and differential
and transfer case service. Okay. So if you need some auto service and want it at a great price, get to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. 4-3 the lead for Sioux City. 10:05 to go. A lot of time left in this game. The only goal in the third for Brandon Hawkins, his second of the night and his 20th of the season for the Musketeers. While Terry Hopinen and Joe Snively pick up each their third points of the night. Both Hawkins goals has been assisted by both Snively and Hopinen. Those three, probably the best three players for the Musketeers tonight, and they're all on the same line. They've scored three of the Musketeers' goals, that line. Snively with one and Hawkins with two. Tri-City with three goals here tonight. Biggest offensive output in a couple games. Also their biggest offensive output against Sioux City this season. But they need one more to get back into this game, trailing 4-3. Still an immediate timeout here at Tyson Event Center. 10:05 to go, and now the players come back out. Faceoff is just outside the storm zone after an offside whistle to the Musketeers. D'Alessano will take the draw for Tri-City. He'll go up against Adam Johnson, hitting Minnesota native. It's won by Tri-City. It's played by Jalen Schultz. Schultz also Cambridge, Minnesota native, got it forward to Lebowski into the zone, and it's icing, which waved off. So Schmidt will take it for the Musketeers. He'll start forward, turnover, chance in front for Lebowski, and he got knocked away. Now on the far side wall, Balassano, who did a great job on that forechecking shift, couldn't keep it in. Lebowski tried to keep it in again. Storm very tenacious here. Now it's sent all the way down, icing whistle to the Musketeers. And that kind of a play generated by the Storm forecheck. Great job there by Valisano, as well as Dan Lebowski there on the forecheck. Storm shuffling all kinds of lines here with Gomez out of the mix on, as a forward. Gomez, who is on the ice back on defense. It's a lot of different changes, but right now it's Berger, Eastman, and Curry, a line that stayed the same here the last couple weeks for Jim Holt. They're on the ice face off to the left of Hayton in the Musketeer end with 9:33 to go in Tri-City, trailing 4-3. Face off won by the Storm, and a shot from Gomez whistles wide. Schultz and Gomez both moved over there, didn't know who was going to take the puck, and Gomez just stepped into one, but put it wide. Now Schmidt on the far side, puck into the zone for the Musketeers. Nice hip check by Schultz, and now a big hit by Eastman. Puck's out of the zone, back to neutral ice for Garrett Cockrell. Cockrell just ahead of the red line, sends it back in deep to the Storm, and Gomez back to get it. Gomez sent it behind his own net. Schultz, and now on the near side, Berger. Berger got it to Curry. Curry to the center for Eastman, and it's back to Curry. Into the zone, Eastman. Back to Curry again. Eastman couldn't keep it in. And now Eastman starts back in, but it's taken away, and it's Sam Saliba. Saliba to the center, and a L'Esperance fan on a shot. Now low, it's Thomas. Saliba, far side corner. L'Esperance in the slot. He shoots. Missed the net wide. Now on the near side, Cockrell. Cockrell faked on a shot. Got it back in deep. Wrapped around the wall of the far side, Curry. Curry got it up, but can't get it out. Shot! And Johansson made the save with the glove, and the whistle blew as Johansson actually tried to leave it for Gomez to restart things for the Storm. But the whistle did blow. 8:25 to go. Big O Tires, third period. Tri-City trailing 4-3. Only goal of the period. Brandon Hawkins at 6:59. Face off to the right of Johansson. And it's won by the Storm. McMurphy backhanded pass forward to Mayer. Mayer past the red line. Sent it in deep. Pogansky trying to get position, and he got it against Tyler Mueller. Now left it for Mayer. Mayer in the corner trying to battle here with Pogansky. Back down low to Mayer. Mayer back to Pogansky. Wraparound chance in front. Knocked away. And Hawkins sends it forward. And Hopinen on the far side into the zone. Hopinen left it there for Snively. Trying to get it back to Hopinen. Taken away by Hutton. Grant Hutton. Forward for Pogansky. Nice play to McMurphy into the zone, but he was stopped as he just got in. And now it's taken back by Snively, taken right back by Nabanadetto. Forced into the Musketeer end, but it's moving on the near side now. Hawkins. Hawkins in, and the shot was gloved by Johansson, and he'll just hang on to that one. Get a stoppage in play. 7:38 to go. Third period. Big O Tires presenting the third period all season here. Tri-City needs one. Trail 4-3 to the Sioux City Musketeers. Face off to the left of Johansson. Won by the Storm, and Donovan got it out of the zone. Donovan Gardner been a nice addition for the Storm this weekend in his first two games. Grant Hutton has picked up his first Storm point here in his second game. Gardner now turned it over, though, and now a quick shot was blocked in front. Storm take the other way. Hutchison trying to get to the red line. Got it into the zone. Scrum to the near side half wall to Benedetto, working it for Hutchison. Hutchison on the near side circle, dragged down, no call coming. And Hutchison gets it back, gets a turnover, but it moved up the wall. Now here comes Sioux City. 2-on-2, Wilkie just hopped on as a defenseman here. Johnson fakes, shoots, save Johansson. Rebound, played behind the net. Johansson had to stop it from coming out in front after it deflected off the backboards. Now a deflection, and Sioux City's got it again. Montgomery, cross-ice pass. Far side, shot from Mueller went wide. Rebound out of the zone. It'll go all the way down to the Musketeer end. Storm will make a change. 6:40 to go in the game. Musketeers ahead 4-3. Storm looking for 2 points tonight in their first win over Sioux City this season. Musketeers moving onside. Jared Thomas stops on the near side half wall at the right circle. Got it down low. A shot and a save made by Johansson. Good shot there from Saliba. And it's moved up to Pionk. Kept in, though, on the far side by Mueller. A shot. Save Johansson. Rebound hit the post, and they score. On another rebound, and I think it's actually going to be Sam Saliba, Lincolnshire, Illinois native. L'Esperance was lurking on the ice for that one as well. It's been, for a while here, it's been Saliba alongside Thomas and L'Esperance, and a big goal for Sioux City. They now lead 5-3. 6:12 to go, and faked around in front. Saliba was working there, and I believe he's going to get credit for it. Musketeers lead 5-3. 6:12 to go in the game. Tri-City down 2. Face-off is won by the Musketeers to restart play. Cockrell turned it over to Curry. Curry into the zone. Curry trying to get around Cockrell, but Cockrell stopped it. Put it out to neutralize Kevin Kerr. Back to Gomez. Gomez forward to Eastman, who deflected it in deep. And now Cockrell played it on the near side, out of the zone. Back to Hawkins. Sent into the Storm side of things. Gomez there to get it. Centers it. Curry's got it. Curry played it back to Kerr. And now Kerr for Gomez. Gomez, nice pass for Berger. Berger stops. Got it forward to Curry. Curry just looked like he was going to tip it in deep, but then tried to carry it in, then didn't get it in. Gomez gets it back from Kerr, and now it's Berger who stopped at the line. Kevin Kerr will try to come in again himself. He carries it in this time. Kevin Kerr shoots one to the center, knocked away by Cockrell. Storm got to get back here as Kerr was in deep. Snively plays into the center for Hawkins. Kerr stops that. Hawkins will play it back for the Musketeers. 5:14 to go in the game. Shot on Johansson from neutral ice. He makes the save. Far side to Benedetto. Plays it down low to Schultz. Schultz got it forward just over the outstretched stick of Mayer. Sent right back in by the Musketeers. Kevin Kerr has it to Benedetto. Fell down on the blue line. And now it's an offside whistle on the Musketeers. I don't understand that one as the Storm had possession of the puck moving forward. They would have had a nice momentum going up the ice. And they called delayed offside. Musketeers didn't even have the puck. 4:58 to go in the Big O Tires. Third period. We're now inside the Diamond Vogel final five. 5-3 the score. Musketeers have a lead. Fans doing the wave here in the crowd of Tyson Event Center. Shot from Pionk deflected in on Johansson. He made the save. Down low behind the net. Donovan Gardner forcing his man on the boards. Lacroix up the near side wall. Stopped by McMurphy. Storm trying to get possession here. It's taken out by Mayer. Mayer got it to neutral ice. Mayer got it forward, and nice work by Drew Mayer to get it in the zone, but couldn't get it in deep, and Neil Pionk sent it out to neutralize. Back to the Storm side of things, where Grant Hutton will have it. Hutton to the near side, banked in deep, and it's going to be icing on Tri-City. 4:16 to go. Diamond Vogel, final five, Tri-City trailing 5-3 to Sioux City. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Face off to the left of Johansson. In the storm end. Won by Musketeers. Thomas up top. Omarosa got it back in deep. And it was taken by Tri-City. McMurphy got it up the wall. Glove down by Thomas. Now banked forward by McMurphy. Kept in by Thomas again. Deflected by Les Bronson into the far side corner. Wrapped around by Gardner to the near side. De Benedetto will take it forward but can't get it out. And now it's moved behind the net to Gardner. Gardner banked it to the near side for Hutton. Now Eastman in the storm end. Eastman getting shoved by Thomas. Sioux City just not letting the storm leave their own end here. Tri-City still needs two goals, 3:40 to go. McMurphy got it to the red line, in onside Eastman. Eastman shoots and hits the post. Eastman hit the far side post. Hayden had it sealed off pretty good, but Eastman still squeezed that in there off the post. And now Musketeers have it in the storm end, taken away by Hutchison to the near side corner. Big hit there on Milan, but it's taken by the Musketeers. Pionk from the far side shot it in front, deflected away by Milan. Now Lesbron shoots and misses the net. Lesbron, that might have been his best chance of the night, and he shot it wide. Poganski into the zone, left it for Milan. Milan back to Poganski, deflection over the net. Milan trying to put that puck on net there for Poganski. Now Storm get a turnover. Hutchison left it for Milan, who backhands it in deep. 3 minutes to go in the game. Poganski is held up in the wall on the near side corner. Milan trying to work with it. Milan, near side half wall. Poganski lost it, though, to Snively. Snively behind his own net on the far side, now opening. Hutchison all over him. Hopening gets it forward past the red line. Hopening. Near side, Hawkins shoots. Johansson with a nice glove save. 2:30 to go in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. 5-3, Sioux City leads. Musketeers have gotten two goals from Brandon Hawkins, goals from Joe Snively, Garrett Cockrell, and Sam Saliba. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. It's wrapped around the near side wall, out to neutralize. Cockrell sends it back in deep. Musketeers tag up. Johansson leaves it for Schultz. 2:20 to go in the game. Lebowski got it forward. Nice job to Valisano. Valisano's in onside. Valisano to the far side. He shoots and a save made by Hayden. Good look from Valisano. Offensive zone faceoff for Tri-City. 2:11 to go here in the Big O Tires third period and the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Tri-City needs two. Trailing 5-3 here on the breeze. Wilkie will take this faceoff here. And we got a stoppage. They'll reset the faceoff. Faceoff looked like it was going to be won by Sioux City, but reset things here. And Valisano will come in and take it for the Storm against Adam Johnson. This time it's one forward, Valisano. Down low, Lebowski. Lebowski on the far side. Back to Valisano. Now Wilkie. Wilkie moving behind the net. Has some space. Stops with it. Gives it to Valisano. Back to Wilkie. Up the far side wall. Kept in by Schultz. Off the glass, but now the Musketeers have it. And it's out of the zone. Valisano was trying to keep it in, but it rolls out to Hutton. He shoots back in. 1:44 to go. Storm need two goals. Turnover to Lebowski. Try to center it. Loose puck. Valisano trying to dipsy doodle with it there. Kept in by nicely by Grant Hunt. Valisano trying to settle it down. Got it to Wilkie on the far side. Centering pass rolled off Lebowski's stick. And Musketeers have it. It's banked forward softly by Lacroix. Lebowski has it for Tri-City. Valisano in onside. Valisano holding. Valisano threw to the far side wall and got hit by Saliba. Saliba tried to slash Valisano. And now it's taken by the Musketeers. They got a rush into the storm end. Lesbron's taking off the puck. Here's Wilkie the other way. Wilkie taken down. No call coming. Here's Berger into the zone. Berger shoots. Tight makes the save. Loose rebound in front. It's out of the zone. Storm had left, taken Johansson off the ice. And an icing is whistled the Musketeers. 55 seconds to go. Timeout is whistled to Jim Holt. Officials didn't see it. Timeout is the whistle here to the Tri-City Storm. Jim Holt's got 55 seconds. Got an extra attacker with Johansson at the bench and an offensive zone faceoff for his team. Tri-City trailing 5-3 in this one. Under a minute to go in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Storm goals have been scored by Ryan McMurphy, Dan Lebowski, and Kyle Eastman
Eastman's goal, a shorthanded tally. Lebowski's goal, a power play tally. Storm had a 3-1 lead about halfway through this game. But the Musketeers scored 2 goals in 30 seconds, tied up at 3. They've got 2 more here in the third period with a 5-3 lead. 4 in a row for Sioux City. Tri-City, one last chance here with 55 seconds to go. Faceoff will be in the Musketeer end. Storm going with Poganski, Lebowski, Gomez, Wilkie, McMurphy. This is the Jim Holton forward special. 5 forwards and Kevin Kerr. Kerr is back by the blue line. Lebowski on the far side half wall. McMurphy will take the faceoff against Snively to the left of Hayton. 55 seconds to go. Tri-City needs 2. They trail 5-3 here on the Breeze. Poganski is at the center on the hash marks. Far side, it's Gomez on the far hash marks. Faceoff scrum for, and Lebowski can't control. It looked like he might have taken a slash, and it went out of the zone. And now Kevin Kerr has to regroup for Wilkie. 45 seconds to go. Wilkie had a pass bank off a skate to the near side. It was turned over to Schmidt. And now it's Snively who shot for the net, but it was blocked by Lebowski. And it's taken forward here by Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone. Wilkie to the center. Poganski tried to sweep one to the front. It was knocked away, and Schmidt gets it out of the zone. A rolling puck is going to go for icing. Icing is whistled to Sioux City. 22.8 seconds to go. Tri-City still trailing 5-3 in this one. Faceoff is again going to be in the Musketeer end to the right of Kyle Hayton. Storm have not changed any of their personnel on the ice. Same line here that it started with since the timeout. It's one back by McMurphy. Kept in on the line. Oh, Kerr had it kept in on the line. They called off. They're going to have a delayed offside here. Storm need to tag up, and that should do it for this one. Storm still offside as Gomez was unable to tag up. Almost would have been better if the Storm had touched up there because the offside killed off about 15 seconds of the clock. And now just 9 seconds remain, and that should probably do it for this one as Tri-City trailing 5-3 here, and Musketeers got the offense that they needed and have a lead. 5-3. Final faceoff is won by Sioux City. It's banked forward back to the Storm in. Rolling puck is going to go just wide of the net. Gomez steered it away. And that'll be it for this one. Final score, 5-3. Sioux City wins it over the Tri-City Storm. And they'll pick up 2 more points. Tri-City falls for the second consecutive night. No points on the weekend for the Storm. They'll head back out on the road next weekend to face Indiana and Chicago. We'll take a break here on the Breeze. Come back to the old Chicago postgame show next. 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and 0 calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at nebraskablue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm dropped this one by a final score of 5-3 here to against the Sioux City Musketeers at the Tyson Event Center. We're inside the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. For the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. In this one, Storm had themselves a 3-1 lead. 3-1 lead for the Storm. About halfway through the game, Kyle Eastman scored shorthanded at 9:38 of the second period, but Musketeers scored four straight goals and held the Storm off the board for the remainder of the game. They outshoot the Storm 46-24, and two goals from Brandon Hawkins gives the Musketeers the victory. Snively scored the first goal for Sioux City, and they had a 1-0 lead later in the first period. As when they first scored that goal, a couple minutes later, though, the Storm 5-on-3 power play goal from Dan Lebosky. Assist to Chris Wilkie and Cody Milan. So Milan, actually, within a second assist that was added on there, picks up his first Storm point of the season. In the second period, the Storm got things going. They got goals from McMurphy and Eastman to get up that 3-1 lead, but Cockrell and Hawkins tied things up with goals late in the second period, and Brandon Hawkins and Sam Saliba scored in the third. 5-3 the final. Musketeers win this one. That is our Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now in the coach's corner, we'd like to welcome in the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. Here is Tri-City Storm dropped this one by a final score of 5-3. And Coach, you had the lead in the second period about halfway through, but you lose a defenseman in Tori Dello. You guys go down to four defensemen and Garrett Gomez chipping in again, and things turn the other way, and it seemed like that's when kind of things spiraled a little bit. Sioux City scores, make it 3-2, and they get another goal in 30 seconds, and they had your number in the third period there.
Yeah, they did. You know, we needed to get into the third period with a lead. Unfortunately, we give up two. I didn't like either goal. They were both short side. Jacob was good. He had a ton of shots, but you know, we needed to get into that period with a lead, and not placing it on his shoulders, but two short sides, and we needed one right there. We needed the save, and we probably didn't deserve it, but that's what we needed to get into because the tank was running low. You got two brand new defensemen in their second game, and then Dell goes down early, and Gamaz, who couldn't even finish last night with a hip flexor. To his credit, went back and played, but you know, we needed to have a goalie steal one here tonight.
Did you think that Johansson was screened at all on either? I mean, they were both outside shots on both of those goals. Did you think it was a screen, or did you just lose track of the puck there?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look at the tape. I'm just a typical coach looking for something to blame, I guess. I loved our effort. I mean, I'm proud of a valiant effort, but unfortunately, just it wasn't enough. They were loaded for Bear tonight. And again, we had the momentum, and it happens lots in sports. When you give it away, it's hard to get it back.
The third goal you did score, you mentioned that gave you the momentum there. Pretty much almost a single-handed effort there by Kyle Eastman. Talk about what he did on that play.
Well, we want to be a lot more aggressive on our penalty kill, and we wanted to pressure, and that was a perfect example of it. It was a tenacious pressure, and he just continued when he could have given up on the play and stole it, went in. It was nice to see him get rewarded, and that's what I mean. We did a lot of good things. I just told him in the room, no one should be ashamed of their effort. We're all disappointed with the result, but we worked really hard, and that's a step in the right direction for a new group.
You had 2 5-on-3 power plays in the first period. Didn't convert on the first one, but were able to get the second one. What are your thoughts on your team's power play? You didn't have any power plays after that first period, but what do you think about what you guys did in the first?
No, I liked it. We moved the puck. I mean, Gamma's running off the pipe. You had the opportunity. We had the setup. You're looking for a tap-in, and then we convert on the next one. So I liked it. I mean, it takes time to develop the chemistry, and we lost a lot of high-end confidence when we made some of the trades. You know, we have talent, but our talent needs to get confidence. But I thought, you know what, we scored one last night. We got one tonight. That's a good sign for a power play.
One guy who may have gained a little confidence is Nick Hutchison. Set up a goal for Ryan McMurphy tonight, and McMurphy now in double digits in goals for you. And I know you didn't see him last season, but I'm not sure how much you can talk about this, but he's really, really, his game's really matured, because he used to do just a lot of those hard-working grinder things, but now he's learned how to put the puck in the net a little bit.
Well, he's making plays, and that comes with confidence, and that's the next step for this group of kids. As they said, we've asked people to elevate into different lines than they had before. You lose the Les Perrons, you lose the Horn. But now we have to have people that are confident to make plays, because when you're on a third, fourth line, maybe you play an energy role and you chip it in, you forecheck, but you have to make plays to win hockey games. And Murph's a perfect example of a guy who's worked himself into that. And now he's got the confidence to make the nice little tight little plays in tight, and he's getting rewarded for it. You know, and regarding Hutchison, that's tough. In the perfect world, I would have pulled him out tonight. He hasn't played in 2.5 months, basically. It's tough to go back-to-back, especially the track meet that we were in last night in Waterloo. But unfortunately, we just didn't have the bodies with Larson going down last night. And obviously, we are in another bit of a bind here.
Kevin Kerr and Jalen Schultz, they're only two guys on defense that were left that were, you know, experienced players on your team. Donovan Gardner and Grant Hutton eating up a lot of minutes for you, just trying to throw them in there. But Kevin Kerr and Jalen Schultz eating up just a ton of minutes, and especially, really, both guys really did a lot of things tonight. They were asked to play a lot of minutes for you. Talk about their efforts.
Well, you know, again, the word valiant comes to mind, because they were warriors out there. Because, again, but part of the problem when you go down to four real and then a half of Gamma is because he's hurt, is you had to simplify your game so much that it really cost us on the offensive end of the puck. And we did. We scored 3 goals, but in the second half of the game, when we needed to put a push on after they got the momentum, in fairness, those guys, I had told them, under siege, you're just going to have to move the puck. So it turned a little bit ugly, but they had no other choice. They gave me everything they had, and they battled, and they ate up a ton of minutes. And you know what? They'll be better off, and we'll be better off for it down the road.
Any update on Tori Dello? And I didn't see what happened, if it was a single thing or the reason he left the game?
Yeah, it was a hit down in the corner to your right, which was probably obstructed for you, but it looks like the upper body head injury. He got hit and wasn't feeling too good, so a little bit of a headache. So we're thinking a possible concussion. We never want to pigeonhole it as that, but we'll reevaluate. But anytime somebody gets in that situation, it's automatically that he's out of the game. So we'll reload and evaluate and hopefully get somebody healthy. We're hoping that maybe Fritz can practice this week, and we'll see. Otherwise, we'll have to get somebody off our affiliate list.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. Try to keep you updated throughout the week with situation here as the Storm get ready to head back on the road. They'll go back to Kearney, but then they'll head to Indianapolis, face the Ice, and then the Chicago Steel on Sunday afternoon. So 3 games in 3 days, Coach. Not a lot of rest coming for your guys. I'm sure this week of practice should be a little bit interesting, mixing and matching guys.
Yeah, you know, we'll have a lot of rest and recovery and just do a lot more video teaching this week than actual on-ice pushing them. Tomorrow we're obviously going to have the day off after a long bus ride home. And then with our injury situation, you know, we'll just go with light work on some skills and get our energy up, because I think that's our biggest thing. And we were a lot closer to the identity of team I want to see tonight than we were last night. And then we have a big, huge challenge coming up next weekend. But you know what? The game, as we talked about a lot when I first came here, the game isn't one for people that are looking for sympathy, so we have to make our own breaks.
Jim Holton joining us on the Old Chicago Post Game Show. Coach, we thank you. We will now take a quick break here and come right back to conclude our broadcast with the Out-of-Town Scoreboard Update, 3 stars of the game, and the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night, next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Warren Moon, in two words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders.
My legs.
Joe Namath.
My style.
Jerry Rice.
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I won a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit TrackYourBud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at PapaJohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City falls to the Sioux City Musketeers by a final score of 5-3 here on The Breeze 94.5 FM. Let's take a look at your three stars of the game presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West is an orthopedic surgery it's full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney, located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. Third star of the game for the Tri-City Storm, Ryan McMurphy, scored his 10th goal of the season in his 38th game. Really nice shot from McMurphy. Got the Storm in the lead at the time. Unfortunately, Musketeers came back after that, but Ryan McMurphy earning the third star of the night. Second star to Joe Snively, had a goal and two assists here for the Musketeers in the win. First star, Brandon Hawkins. Hawkins scores two goals for the Musketeers. Really nice goals. One of them gave the Musketeers the tie score in the second period, bringing it in the third tie. And the second one gave Sioux City the lead. And the final score here, 5-3. Hawkins with two goals earns the first star of the night. Dent Popper, grinder of the night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. No doubt about this one. Kyle Eastman, grinder of the night, did a great job working and got a shorthanded goal. Eastman set up a lot of chances tonight for Tri-City, worked well with Berger and Curry on that third line, and Eastman continues to progress. Third goal of the season for the Angola, New York native. Eastman, the grinder of the night tonight. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here before we sign off. Presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. As we look at the scores from around the USHL, the Indiana Ice defeated the Youngstown Phantoms 3-0. Des Moines knocked off Fargo 7-0. Cedar Rapids and Green Bay are tied 1-1, and they're in a shootout. Waterloo and Dubuque are tied 2-2, and they are in overtime. And Omaha is on top of Lincoln 6-2 at the Ralston Arena with 9 minutes to go in the third period. For all the final scores and stats and statistics, check pointstreak.com, click on USHL, or head to USHL.com for all the latest news from around the league. I want to send a thank you out to Caleb for joining us, Tori Dello for joining us earlier in the game. We'd like to extend a well wish. We hope Tori's okay, left the game with an injury. And finally, to the head coach of the Storm, Jim Holton, for joining us before and after the game. The next broadcast for the Storm is going to be on Friday night in Indianapolis. That game will be an Eastern time zone game. So Central time, it's going to be an hour earlier. Check the Storm schedule on stormhockey.com, but probably about a 6:05 start to the game Central time, as it will be a 7:05 start Eastern time in Indianapolis Friday and Saturday nights. Sunday afternoon will be in Chicago. All your games this season can be heard on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.